Good morning. We're back. This lovely Wednesday morning. I'm AJ Twist.
It's not morning. I'm T.
And this is Unfocused Podcast, episode 332.
Yeah, 332 is the Cacturn episode.
Cacturn.
And this one is
Dark Cactus Pokemon.
That would make sense, but no, he's the Scarecrow Pokemon for some reason.
You know, I was about to say that right now, too. After looking at him, and it's like, fuck, it's... And I couldn't figure out what the... What
I guess
the
he kind of looks like a Scarecrow, but that wouldn't have been my first guess. Like,
no, that was like my third guess.
He just looks like a shady guy like you don't want to see in an alley.
No, you don't.
You know? Like, that's what he looked like to me. If you were to ask me what... His Pokemon type would be a shady guy.
Yo, I want to see some artwork of, you know, people like, you know, combined couples shipping and all that. Cacturn with Togemon.
You sure it doesn't already exist?
It probably does, you know, thinking about it now. I'm pretty sure I'm not the first one to think about it.
Well, if you guys didn't know from that conversation, the exchange there, this is a
romance podcast.
Cacturn and who?
Togemon.
Okay, yeah, this is a nerd podcast where we talk about
Digimon, Pokemon,
anime, video games, movies, comics, card games, etc.
Whiskey.
Togemon. Oh, that is the big ass cactus's name. Okay. Yeah, and so if you guys want to, you know, follow us, keep an eye on our show. We're available on twitch.tv/collision28.
That's right.
We're also, you can email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments you want to make on things we've said or things you want us to talk about in the future. We're available on Twitter at unfocused28. You can also catch us on Stitcher, Spotify, all those things.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Yeah.
Wherever your podcasts are gotten from.
All of the time.
Apparently there might be a death battle featuring Cacturn and Togemon.
That's weak. Who asked for that one?
I feel like Cacturn would win because I don't think we know too much. Like, I feel like we don't get too deep into the abilities of Digimon very often, you know?
Well, the thing is, too, like, I mean, is Togemon not allowed to Digivolve? Because if not, that's whack because Togemon only has that one weak-ass needle spray move, right?
Exactly.
So, of course, they're not going to win. Anyway. We're going to kick you guys off with our Unfocused Weeks, what we've done for the past week or two. You want me to go first?
I'll go first because I didn't do too much. You know, I hung out and played some King of Fighters 15. You know, got down on that. Need to learn the engine really, because I don't know. There's a max thing I don't know how to use, and then there's the canceling stuff.
Oh, but you don't have the super bar.
Yeah, no, beyond that, like, there's a max gauge or something like that. Like,
it's like a separate thing?
Yeah, like, if you use one of your gauges, you have this countdown that happens, and I think you're powered up or some shit.
Damn, I didn't even notice. Fuck. Yeah, fucking up.
I've seen, you know, some of the other guys activate it. I'm not sure if they did that knowingly or not. I mean, if I did it, I didn't know I did it. and then I got to figure out, like, you know how you, like, if you mash a little bit too much, you fucking do those auto combos and shit?
Yeah.
I need to figure out what the actual pattern is for some of that shit so I can do it purposely sometimes.
And get the long ones and
then learn,
and shit.
And then learn how, not how to do it on accident.
Because I'm assuming that there's manual combos that do more damage. You know what I mean? I'm sure that's how you make somebody have to... You know what I mean? That's how you probably defeat the auto combo system, is that there's probably a manual one you could do that's harder that will do a little more damage.
Yeah. But, like, I try to, like, you know how, like, you're playing most 2D fighters, you go, like, you know, like, low, medium, high type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Tai Chi says it's always, like, yeah, exactly. It's always, like, 1, 1, 1, 2, 2. I try to do, like, 1, 2, 3 type of thing, you know? And that usually does it for me. I'll go like 1-2-3 or 1-2-3-3 or something like that would like always activate it for me. Or like 1-3, like I always go some type of order and it always seems to activate it for some reason. So I gotta try to not do that shit. And then also watch Space Force. Space Force season 2 came out.
Oh wow. You watched that show? I didn't even know.
Yeah. So that's finished that one. Pretty good. I liked it. And then saw Batman. The Batman.
Get it
I
right.
Saw the Batman today.
He wasn't the he wasn't a regular Batman.
No, he wasn't just any old Batman. He was the Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Some may even say he's the Batman, you know.
He's the terror that flaps in the night.
Yeah, you know? No, that's the wrong one.
Oh, you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
That might be a duck. And then Digimon, you know, I finally organized, added some of the new BT7 cards into some of my previous decks. Dismantled one of my decks because I needed pieces from it, and by a certain point, it's like, this deck isn't even really the deck it used to be without these cards.
It's not popping right now, and I don't think it's popping in the next set either, huh?
Yeah, security control.
I don't think it's very big in BT8 either.
Maybe not, yeah. From what I've been hearing, it's not, so I went ahead and dismantled it. But yeah, I took out from it like Zort Defeat and the Lucimons that I had in there to fit in other decks. And I learned that a Lord Nightmon deck might be still a thing.
It's back on the table. It came back on the table with BT7, people were saying.
Yeah, so like I freaking redid that deck.
Which, yeah, like now AJ's able to fucking keep up and fuck me up again with that fucking deck. Oh, I hate that deck.
The other deck I want to try out too is my my old Greymon deck.
Oh, come on, Cletus. So come on.
I try that one, too. I forgot what I added to it. I added some shit to it, though. And then, you know, I got my Shine Greymon deck. Yeah, so it's been interesting just getting that together. Also trying to figure out my little webpage server thing that I've been doing with all my Digimon organization shit. Like, it's been updated. It's updated. Like, all my catalog's pretty much there. That's what I'm doing now. I'm adding all the BT7 information now. I have it all, like... I know what cards I have in that series right now, but I just don't have all the information in my database. And then I learned I need to add some new freaking features to it, too, because BT7, I'm not sure if you realize, but certain Digimon, you know, when it says, you know, on main phase, when digivolving, shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's one of them that says on play, when digivolving, do this shit. And it's like, wait, you can't do both. It's either one. You either on play something or you digivolve. And I looked it up, and it's for either or. Either on play or when digivolving.
Oh, so it can do either.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's a weird way to put it, but I guess there's no other way to
say it. You should
put
a slash between them. On play slash digivolving.
You should say like or in the middle of it, or, you know, something like that. But no, it just says on play when digivolving. Like, how do I on play and digivolve at the same time? Yeah, you can't.
That's dumb.
It is one or the other, but it means either on play or when digivolving. So I'm like, shit, and I need to add that into my database somehow to make it make sense there too. So I got to think about that. And then, yeah, that's that. Oh yeah, played Tetris Effects on Steven's PS4 with the VR headset. That was pretty dope.
Oh yeah, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, like I actually got to use a VR headset for once, right? I haven't done that. One of my fears about doing VR shit, you know, because I get motion sick from first person shooters, right?
Oh yeah, that's just gonna be a nightmare for you.
So like using a VR headset, you know, I've been debating with myself, and other people have mentioned it. Like, I might get motion sick playing or using one of those, right? Tetris effect, though, that's just Tetris. You know, you're not doing too much moving around or anything like that. It's not like a game where you move around. So I was fine with it. I wore it, played some Tetris, you know, with the whole... It's pretty crazy. It's like, imagine you're like in a fucking movie theater playing Tetris. That's kind of what it was like. Except when you turn around, like the whole rest of the screen was just wrapping around you. It was pretty crazy.
Shit, that's kind
of
tight, actually. Yeah.
And then the main field is like right in the middle right there. So that was cool. And then, you know, with the headset on and everything, could use a better headset, just saying, but for the better sound. But it was good. That was fun. And then I think that's pretty much it. Oh, I played something else. After I'll talk about more like in a review section about the other thing I played.
Okay. All right. Does that my cues?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's only a couple things I did. I didn't really get to do too much. I kind of started reading that Avengers Forever. I didn't read it like I wanted to. I wanted to just tear through a few of the books, but I didn't get to do that yet. Other things I did. Oh, I finally saw Baby Driver.
Oh, cool.
Still dumbass name, but the movie was amazing. But dumbass name.
I'll say croissants.
Yeah, stupid name, but they taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I really enjoyed it, though. Crazy soundtrack.
Oh, I did finish UU, my, you know, background watching of UU for, like, my eighth time ever.
Oh, shit, you finished it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Only other thing I pulled out that's different was that I didn't realize that, oh, what the fuck did they say? That, the Three Kings... actually went to Spirit World and actually requested that Kurama, Hiei, and Yusuke be brought into the demon world.
I thought they sent them an invitation, though.
Yeah, they sent an invitation to them, but they also went to Spirit World like, yo, you better let them get through, because there was no way to get through the portal, right? And the SDF came through to open the portal, not because the SDF just wanted to get rid of them, but because they requested through Spirit World like, yo, you better open the portal
for
these.
I don't remember that. I thought they said they wanted to get rid of them.
That's what the main thing was saying, but then, you know, Quinma had his little, like, you know, yo, ogre, this is what's going on. This is what I heard.
Oh,
it's like a quick little 30-second thing where he talked about it really quick. And, like, I always kind of glance over it, too, but this time I was like, what? I was like, I never caught that before.
So those motherfuckers went to Spirit World and said, yo, we're telling you to let them come, or we're going to have to come get them ourselves, basically, or something. We're going to there's going to be trouble.
Yeah. He's like, yo, you better let them come through or else, you know.
And I feel like they said something vague.
King Yama was like, fuck, all right, we'll let them through. No problem, man.
Yeah, they probably said something vague. And when people say vague shit, that's really scary, you know?
Yeah.
like I said, like, there's going to be trouble or else.
There's going to be.
Yeah.
Damn, and that's it.
That's extra vague.
Right?
There's gonna be... And then you just turn around and walk away.
Or just come through. You know. Let him through.
Damn, that's crazy. Yu Yu Hakusho. I started watching Outer Banks Season 2 finally because I heard Season 3 is being shot. So I'm like, okay, it's about time. And I love it, man. Outer Banks is kind of like One Piece if Luffy was the second in command and not the main person in command. Because JJ, I feel this is some wild because they were like,
he's wild.
Man, how are we going to clear John B's name? He's like, easy. He's like, we'll just kidnap Rafe and make him admit it. And you're like, dude, that's exactly what Luffy, like, there's one point where they're having a big problem with somebody with more powerful than them. And that's Luffy's answer too. We'll just kidnap them and then blah, blah.
Yeah,
and they're like, what are you talking about? Like, the whole problem is we can't beat them. Like, how are we going to fucking kidnap them? You know, like, he's like, I don't know. I'm just trying to pick some simple solutions. You know, like,
I saw something, though, real quick that, you know, how people make up those fake casting for, like, movies and all that. So one person posted for Fantastic Four, JJ.
Johnny Storm.
I've actually
been saying that for a long time.
Actually,
I've been thinking that for a long time. JJ should be Johnny Storm. He's perfect.
He's perfect. I don't know his actual name, but go look up JJ from Outer Banks, and that's the guy.
I think I've said it on this podcast, too, before. I'm like, I really think that guy is...
I think you did say that, yeah.
He's good, man. I can't remember who I said for Reed and Sue, but I know I definitely wanted him. And then Brad Pitt for The Thing. It's a weird thing to say, but I guarantee
you'd be great.
I remember you
saying that, yeah.
What else did I do? Baby Driver, Outer Banks. I want to watch One Piece, but I don't want to catch up. I only got like 10 or 11 episodes. I hate fucking catching up on that shit. Like, you think you got so much, and you're like, God damn it, I'm not
that
much
further.
Gotta
wait for me again.
Yeah, it'd be like that with One Piece. I think that's it, Digimon. I kind of structuring, like, re-tampering my Imperial Digimon deck, which that deck has sucked for a while now, so I'm glad I finally got to a place where I can actually get good shit. And I think that's about it, man. I don't think I did too much else cool stuff.
Oh, you know what's crazy about the hybrid Shine Greymon deck I made? Mm. I pretty much made it from scratch. All I had to do was pull out Shine Greymon from my previous Shine Greymon deck.
Mm.
I was like surprised. Like, I was pulling out shit. I was like, okay, I have this shit in decks already, but do I have extras? I was like, oh shit, I have enough. And I went through everything else. Like, I know these are also in other decks. I was like, wait, I have enough. I pretty much put everything together from scratch. I have a whole new deck. I didn't have to break any down for that deck. I was just surprised at that.
Yo, and for BT 8 and 9, that Shine Greymon starts fucking coming back again. Like, in Japan, anyway. You know, usually it comes about roughly the same. Except, yeah, you do need to get... You gotta get them now. Because in 8, BT 8...
Oh, I should look up what the price is right now.
Yeah, in BT 8, that full becomes relevant again. Like, super relevant. Like, I've been kind of watching videos where they talk about the Japanese meta and the West Coast meta and the U.S. meta in general. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I find it very interesting, you know? And they're like 90% of the time we follow the exact meta as Japan because it's logical, you know, based on we're all given the same cards.
Don't like $10 right now.
Dude.
I should get some more.
Get like 6. Don't just get enough to fill your fucking deck. Get enough for another deck, too. Just
because
they're going to be worth a lot.
No, I have 4 already. I already have a playset. But I would like another 4 for the other deck.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Just because I like that I had an Agumon Greymon deck, and I like that deck a lot.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't mind putting this full back in there.
Yeah, that's a good move.
So just to have them.
And we know that like mixed colored decks will be a thing soon.
Yeah.
So.
And just so I can just, you know, have one deck exactly how it is, and just have another deck that I can just mess around with, another set of 4 that I can just throw around.
Right.
So yeah, maybe I gotta look into these.
Yeah, I'm focused though. Okay, so I guess we should just. Oh wait. Reviews before news, right?
Okay. So, oh, I like that. Review before news.
Reviews before news. That's how we remember.
Bros before hoes, you know?
Yeah.
So two things. First, well, not first off, but like we'll talk about the Batman. But what you mean call it's been going around? Multiverses, the WB game.
I thought you were
going
to say COVID. I was like, no.
Oh, that okay. too. Right? I mean, but no, Multiverses has been going around. There's been betas that people have been gotten into and all that, right?
Is it good?
And so I got to get a sneak peek and play a little bit. I can't play any footage, though, unfortunately, right?
You played some?
Yes, I played it. I played the game.
What do you think?
The game has been played by me. It's interesting.
It sucks.
Okay, so I chose Tom and Jerry to play out first. Fucking weird as fuck. Like, some of the moves you do, like, you think, you know, yeah, because they have their, you know, A and B moves, right? Just like Smash does, right?
Why do you pick, you always pick the most fucking difficult,
shit,
weird
right?
character, like, that doesn't represent the game.
No.
Every time you do this, bro, like, how do you
get Tom and Jerry. And I was playing around with them, but like everything I want to do, like I want to up smash and I get this weird charge move and then he like paddles a ball really fast. So I was like, that didn't really hit anything, right? I was like, how am I supposed to even use that shit, right? And then the other thing was like, you can shoot Jerry like across the stage and then he sits there. He just stays over there. I'm like, why is he just sitting there? Later on, I figured out that you have another move where you hit like a tennis ball and it goes towards him and he'll hit it back. And then with your A attack, a different button, he has a tennis racket. You can use it for like a smash.
Oh,
and you can bounce it back.
Shit.
And you can shoot three tennis balls with B and then bounce him back with A. And when you hit him with A, they go faster. So they're like projectiles.
Fuck that.
It's a long ass fucking setup, though. You got to throw Jerry out somewhere. You got to make sure you're far enough.
Bro, just watch. It's tournaments, dude. Just watch. Somebody's going to make it look easy. I can already like see how they're going to look.
Maybe. Yeah, I can see it. But Tom and Jerry almost gave me a type of
Ice Climbers
vibes a little
that's
bit.
That's what it sounds
yeah.
like.
So pretty interesting. And then after playing Tom and Jerry for a little bit, I was like, I don't know. I don't like it. I was like, let me try a different character.
Thank you. I'm so glad you didn't try to fucking judge it off of the weirdest fucking
yeah.
character in the game.
I was about to. Arya. I chose Arya.
Yeah, it's probably a more straightforward character, right?
Totally Marth, man. I swear, Marth vibes straight up, man, with Arya.
What, low poke slashes?
Yeah, like, just the, like the slash attacks.
Don't tell me she has the tip mechanic.
Slash.
If she has the tip mechanics, that's fucking ripping.
I didn't test it that deeply to see like where the pokes actually hit and all
she
that.
She better not be ripping him in that.
I mean, she's using needles, so I mean, it's all about the tip, right? Right.
That's what she said. I finally got one.
Oh man. Also, she has the face. She can become someone else.
Oh
yeah,
what?
Right. That tripped me out too. I was like, oh, the whole no face thing. I'm like, that's pretty dope.
Oh, and does she like become a different character? Like, or is she just
she's still her, but when she like does her smash attacks, she does the smash attack of the character she like no faced.
Oh shit.
Which I thought was pretty interesting.
I like how they played that this time. You get their smash attacks. That's tight. Okay.
Yeah. And then I did a little bit of Bugs Bunny for just real quick. He was kind of strange. Who else did I choose real quick? I think I use. Oh yeah, Finn was kind of interesting. His down B, he goes into like so. As you're fighting with Finn, he'll knock coins out of you, and if you collect them, you build money. So there's a whole system for getting coins.
Which character is this?
Finn from Adventure Time.
Oh okay.
And then you down B, he goes into his backpack, and then you can select items, and you can buy the items.
Oh, so you can pick them.
Yeah, there's like three available items you can choose. So as you're hitting something, you're collecting coins.
Oh shit!
So there's a whole like he has a whole like money system, and once he collects enough coins, you can go into your bag and get something either weak for like 100 coins or something crazy for like 1,000 coins.
Okay, that's a character I'm definitely not going to use. I don't like characters that have like that sounds like too much to fucking. I hate it when characters have little selecting screens and shit to change the powers.
Yeah,
it just fucks with my head too much. Like I don't have time. I don't have time.
Yeah, I don't have time to fucking knock coins out of you and go chase the coins down.
And
then go
select a power? Like, nah, yeah. nah. But okay, that's still interesting.
But still interesting,
I like
though,
that
right?
they got something unique. That's tight.
Yeah. The thing that pissed me off, though, I think I was using Batman, or someone else was using Batman. There's cooldowns for attacks. And Tom and Jerry had this, too, I believe, where when you if you use a certain move that maybe has an item, like, for example, Batman's Batarang, you can throw it. But then you gotta wait like 30 seconds for it to like recharge itself or some shit to throw
Is
it
that
again.
Smash?
Took forever to come back. And it's only like one time and like it barely did anything. It didn't do anything crazy, you know?
Oh, that's lame.
And it took forever to recharge. The other thing too, like Tom and Jerry have
but
like.
Do you have a potential to catch it and use it again?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to Batman too much. But like for Tom and Jerry, you can place down like almost like a bomb almost, but it's like a mousetrap, right? And you set it down and you take off, but then you can't use it again until it recharges itself. And it took like almost a minute to recharge. It took a long time, man. And then also with the tennis balls, once you throw all your tennis balls, you got to wait for them to recharge slowly. They don't all come back all at once. They come back like one by one. So
that I don't
was
like
kinda,
that.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying. I didn't like that. And the worst thing overall, they probably won't do this. Also, all this thing is also subject to change because people are playing this, reporting shit. So a lot of this shit may change up in the future.
Hopefully.
But one of the things they did was having, you can do attachments to power up certain things. Like, you can have, after playing for a while, you might get, +1 to projectiles or something like that.
I don't like that.
Yeah. And before a game starts, you can add those abilities to your character real quick.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it either.
It almost makes it like not tournament possible right there. Right.
Yeah.
Is there a vanilla version where that isn't a thing? Like, is there a version that you can play like that?
They didn't dig that deep into it. I didn't see it right away. The other thing I noticed too is you have like a triple jump. You know how you, like in Spanish you have like a double jump? You have a triple jump in this. I don't think there's an up B for anybody. So you gotta use the three carefully. Yeah. I think everyone can wall cling too.
That's tight.
Yeah, so because I know with Finn, I grab the wall and I can kind of climb it a little bit, but then you can jump off it real quick again, so you can get like a jump off of the wall. So that's interesting, new mechanic there. That's pretty much all I've done. Any questions maybe about anything else?
Well, you didn't play anybody else, right? So.
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
I saw Velma in there, by the way. She's an experimental character. It's going to be free to play, yeah. There's going to be, that's what Tai Chi's saying in chat, there's going to be a lot of things people won't like. I think it'll be hard to be competitive or to be, what?
Competition level.
Oh my God, I can't believe I couldn't read that. Competition, yeah. So, yeah. It's going to be a free-to-play game, so they're going to charge you for everything. So they're probably going to make you charge for ability. Oh, someone said they saw that. Also, someone data mined it and said they found... I forgot what character. Tai Chi could probably remind me because he heard about this too. But they found some random character that might come pretty soon. Like Dumbledore or something like that. Something like that. But yeah, I mean...
Dumbledore, oh shit. That's broken. Sounds broken already, like...
Oh yeah, so the other thing I noticed too, Bugs Bunny and Tom and Jerry. Oh, Neo, I think is what he noticed.
Oh, hell no.
From the Matrix, yeah.
That's too much.
That sounds cool, though.
Maybe. Yeah, it depends on what powers they give him.
That's true, too.
And if they make him the one from this new movie, that's whack.
Oh, I haven't seen a new movie either, so...
I wouldn't put it past them to make him the one from the new movie.
The one? Oh, I see what you did there.
Anyway.
So, they also in the game, every character has a certain class. So, Tom and Jerry and Bugs were mages. So, I think mages are just fucking weird shit. Oh, yeah, and then...
mages is just weird shit. That's funny. Yeah,
but then Arya was an assassin class, and she gave me that Marth feel. Like, oh, this is what I was expecting.
Does that mean any bladed weapon...
There's also other characters that are assassins, so I guess they have something special.
Is Batman an assassin?
He's a bruiser, so like a beat 'em up type of character. I'm supposing that's what that means.
Bruiser?
Yeah, which makes sense. I mean, I saw the Batman today. He definitely looked like a bruiser.
That's true.
There's also a tank, which is Wonder Woman's a tank. So
oh, okay, that's what I thought a bruiser was. Okay, but there's a tank.
Yeah, but there's also a tank. Yeah,
so that's okay. I get it.
So that's kind of what's going on there. So you might want to like mix and match those and not like have two all mages tanks on one team or all tanks on one team. Yeah. Because also the game is meant to be played 2v2. One thing that was cool though, that I think it was Thelma who was playing with me. You play online with random people. She was healing me. So like if I was like doing some shit, I was like, oh, let me go near like Thelma, and then she would just heal me and my life would come
give
back.
Give you Scooby snacks? Or
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know what she was doing. She was doing some shit though. But yeah, that's kind of what's going on with that game so far. If anyone's interested, you didn't hear it from me though, guys.
All right.
Did not hear it from me.
Even though it's right here. Anyway.
You didn't hear it first here on Unfocus.
Well, then we might as well go to the big review. I don't think there's anything else we've both seen except for the Batman, right?
I don't think anything else has been out lately, huh?
No shows? No, nothing. I guess
no,
not.
No shows. Do we talk about...
Oh, I guess you know that Obi-Wan trailer looked pretty good.
There's that. Did we talk about Boba Fett?
We did last week.
We did?
Didn't we?
No, I don't think we did.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Book of Boba Fett, and then we'll talk about Batman.
Should I throw spoiler music on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dry spill into Moon Knight.
Moon Knight's in a few weeks, right?
Yeah, the end of the month.
I'm going to jump on that shit.
All right. Spoiler topic, peoples. If you haven't seen I keep wanting to say The Mandalorian, but it's not Mandalorian. It's Boba Fett.
The Book of Boba Fett.
The Book of Boba.
Whoa. Which I don't know why
it's... Is it F-E-T-T?
Yeah, two T's. Which also, I don't know why it's called The Book of Boba Fett. I don't really get it.
I don't know. I don't get it either.
I'm like, there's... Anyway.
unless all like Mandalorian-type characters have their own books. I don't know.
I mean, where's Din Djarin's? Why is it Mandalorian called The Book of Din Djarin?
That's true, too.
Right?
It's
really weird. It's,
that is.
Anyway.
Speaking of which, let's talk about that real quick. So Boba Fett isn't a traditional like Mandalorian type of person, right?
Yeah, he is. He is a Mandalorian.
He is.
But the only difference is he wasn't raised on Mandalore with them.
Yeah.
But he was raised by his dad, who was raised on Mandalore, which is why he doesn't fuck with all the Mandalorians and shit, because he's never known them and never lived with them and had that culture. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, Mandalorian dude. What's his name again?
Din Djarin.
Din
Djarin.
Din Djarin. That's right. He seems like more traditionalist, and that's what I feel like Boba Fett told him. Like, yeah, you're more traditional. Like, I don't go that route. He says,
they're from the Death Watch, and they're fucking super. They're like, Catholics. Super like hardcore into it, you know. Whereas opposed to like Christians are kind of like, not all of them, but you know, a lot of them.
But yeah, that's something that I noticed that I never really thought about. It's like, oh yeah, they're totally different, but they had the same outfits and all that, right? So I thought that was interesting. Pretty interesting overall. Like, it felt too I don't know, noir, I guess. I don't know, something like that, something along those lines, you know.
Felt too noir.
I don't know. I felt like there's too much, like, him just trying to set up something. I don't know what it felt like. It felt like...
You know what? That's because the show is fucking weird, dude. That's a weird show. Like, I was watching it, too, and I didn't know what we were supposed to, like... I didn't know what we were supposed to be afraid of or what we were supposed to, like... Like, because first, like, they're like, okay, it's the Hutts. And then, you know, okay, it's the Hutts. And that's like, nah, it's not us. We're just playing. And, like, it's the Pikes. And you're like, oh, okay. And, you know, before it was the Hutts, they kind of implied it was the Pikes because they had pissed them off with the Sand People.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, it's the Hutts. And we're like, okay. And then they try to say it was that biker gang.
Yeah.
And it wasn't them. And then it was the Pikes. I'm like, okay. But then they take the focus away to make it Cad Bane. And then you're just like, wait. So like,
exactly. What? It was and kind you're of like they're like, who am I supposed to hate here?
Yeah, I don't get it.
But I guess that was a point, maybe? I don't know.
It is weird. No, I don't feel like that's a good point. Like, it's just, it was weird, man. Like,
yeah, it was weird. And then the whole biker crew thing was, that was kind of strange. They were way too colorful.
They're are you talking about the mods?
The
fucking, the Mos Espa Vespas?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That shit was weird. That was so weird. They said Robert Rodriguez is the one who wanted that to happen, and he's the one who included that. And I'm like, man, that shit was weak.
They were like Power Rangers.
Dude, and you know when fucking the Wookiee came out? Like, I felt like the whole time we're supposed to be feeling how badass Boba Fett is.
Mm-hmm.
But every time he had an important fight, everyone came out to help him.
Yeah.
Like, the Wookiee pulled him out of the back to tank, and at first it was kind of cool, like he was fighting him off. And the Power Rangers all showed up, and they just kind of surrounded him, and they were like... And I was just like, this is lame now. I was like, all the power got taken out of this whole moment here, you know? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of that.
There's a lot of up and downs. Like, it gets cool, but then something happens. Like, okay, I don't know how I feel about that anymore.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of that going on. I feel like maybe just a lot of setup. I don't know what they're trying to go with that character. I don't know what they're going with both.
Yeah.
It's like kind of what I feel like.
And I don't know if you remember, because I know you only watched Star Wars once or twice, but Boba Fett is like... He's a bad guy, bro. Like, he's a fucking ruthless bounty hunter. He doesn't give a shit about anybody, you know? Like, so it was really weird that he was so nice and caring in this show. It was really weird. It was weird.
Yeah.
Whole thing was fucking weird. It was a weird-ass show.
But we did get to see Mandalorian again, though.
That was dope.
And those episodes are pretty cool. And
when he came back with
like
that
they were going somewhere.
Dude, when he came back with that fool's head, I was like, oh, shit. Like, now, like he went to go get the bounty at the beginning of the episode. He came back with that fool's head. I was like, oh, shit. This is dope.
So when he came through, everything was fucking badass, though, right?
Yeah.
He's doing all this crazy shit. And he has his fucking saber. Like, he has all the power. Like, you want to follow him. I want to see what he wants. He's going to do more, right? So, and then he had an interesting storyline too, because we get to learn some other cool shit. Because they asked about the saber, you know, he's like, and someone told him like, oh yeah, that saber belonged to someone that was both a Jedi and a Mandalorian. It was like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, Tar Vizsla is a real character. Yeah,
I'm like, that sounds cool. That, like, that's a thing, you know.
And Baby Yoda could possibly have that thing going.
And it could be that, actually. Mm-hmm. They could also be a Jedi / Mandalorian.
I mean, all it would take is for Din Djarin to die, and the baby would get the... But then the baby would have to win it through fucking combat, which, you know, maybe that'd be a cool rite of passage moment.
Yeah, Grogu. Say his name. Say it.
I'm sorry. Is that what this is about?
And we got to see Grogu again and how he was training. We got to see some more weird Luke shit.
Oh, his Jedi training and stuff?
Yeah. We got to see some ants build his house and all that, right?
Yeah.
Mechanical ants.
Sucks because we know that shit's going to get burned down later.
I know, right? Yeah. I don't know. Like, watching this shit, too, kind of made you, like, hate Luke again in a weird way.
What?
Just how, like...
To make him choose?
Yeah, just hate Jedis in general, I guess, right?
Yeah, they got jackass philosophy.
Yeah.
I love the Jedi, but they got jackass philosophies. Like, no, you had to do it this way. You had to be at this age.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
You can't like anybody.
You can't like...
You gotta choose... I'm not going to give you this gift because you got to choose.
Yeah.
I'm like,
dude, I always, me and my...
Jedis don't accept gifts.
Right? Me and my friend always talk about this, like, Anakin Skywalker came to them saying, yo, I got visions of these fools killing my mom. And they were like, no, just ignore that shit.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen, but,
it's all good.
You don't need a mom.
Like, it's all good. Now, what I thought they were going to do is be like, we don't do attachments, forget about that, right? And then, like, low-key, like, yo, send somebody over to that planet to go check out his mom, like, make sure she's not dead, you know? Because that's what they do, right? They protect people.
Visions, yeah, why?
He told them.
To protect, you know?
Yeah, just go send somebody. You don't even have to tell Anakin you're going to do it. Just, like, on the low, just be like, yo, we're going to send you on a mission to go just check on his mom, make sure she's cool. You know, like, just want some random Jedi, you know? Like,
yeah.
No. They don't do that.
That's true.
And it's like, they're jackasses, man. That's why I know a lot of people don't like it, but in Last Jedi, when Yoda tells Luke, like, yo, now we got to burn this shit down, and he fucking burns down that fucking tree that has all their shit in it.
Mm-hmm.
Good riddance. Like, I feel like, I feel like Tobey Maguire, you know, after he beat up Sandman, and he was like, good riddance, in the black suit and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I felt. I was like, yeah, man, fuck that shit. The Jedi low-key kind of suck. Like,
hey, you think that's maybe they're going to rebuild the Jedi and give him new philosophy?
That's what's supposed to happen. In the books, that's what happens.
Oh,
like, Luke actually allows them to, like, get married and shit. And
and
they're way more cool about it. But then, like you said, in the show, it seems like he hasn't gotten there, or that's not happening. One of the two.
Well, I mean, this is all in the past. So, like, they haven't burned down the tree yet. So.
No, I'm just saying that, like,
I think after the tree burning down is when they're going to go and...
Oh, you're saying going forward after Rey.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think that whole burning tree down is a metaphor for maybe the Jedi going to be reformed and have different philosophy.
That's what they implied, for sure, for sure.
But right now, like, just seeing this again, like, it's like, it just reminds you, like, oh, yeah, Jedi has some bullshit things going on with them, too, and this kind of sucks right now, and, like, just let him have his way, man. Let the baby have his way. Come on.
Yeah, that's why he likes rolling with the Mandalorian. He lets him have his way,
exactly,
you know?
Right, yeah. So that was so interesting to kind of revisit that whole bullshit stuff, though. But yeah, but like I said, that story was more interesting. Like, oh fuck, this is shit that, like, I'm familiar with,
and
I'm getting more detail with it now. It's like, yeah,
and it was only two episodes of
it.
Yeah, god, man, they really fumbled on that one. I think this all speaks to a bigger problem of them giving all Boba Fett's badass shit that we thought he was going to have back in 4, 5, and 6. They gave all that to Din Djarin, and by the time they do that, they had nothing to give Boba Fett. And then they were like, they tried to give him this whole sand people thing, and that's how he fights, like the sand people, and like, man, nobody really cares. Also, I know this is fucked up because they made us like them and show us how they roll and everything, but the sand people, they had it coming.
Damn.
They fuck people up all the time. Look what they did to Anakin's mom. Remember?
Oh, that was them.
That was them, oh, bro. Shit. That's how they roll. Like,
I guess.
Remember that they were going to do the Boba Fett? Remember they had him all tied? They were going to beat the shit out of him for the rest of his life.
They were.
I was like, dude, they kind of suck.
Damn.
Anyway, also, okay, one last complaint. I promise. Because it was cool. There were cool moments for sure.
Yeah.
But, dude, remember that badass moment where both Mandalorians, where Din Djarin and Boba Fett were fighting together and doing all their cool Mandalorian shit, like tag-taming and shit and flying in the sky together? So why wasn't Boba Fett doing any of that shit throughout the whole series? Like, why were they losing when he could be doing that the whole time? You know what I mean? Like, I was like, what?
He was trying to be diplomatic the whole time. I think that's what it is. I don't think he wanted to fight. He was trying to do everything without fighting.
But why? Yeah. It's not like you're Rurouni Kenshin, bro. Like, why did you make this decision? I don't understand. I decide I don't want to be an asshole anymore. Like,
it'd be like that sometimes, you know?
Not just because you got ate by a giant. Not because you got eaten by a giant space monster, though. That's not a good enough reason. You got to kind of, like, see some shit or, like, have to make a bad decision one day.
He was about to get his ass beat for his life by those sand people, man. And then he didn't. So he figured, you know, I got to go on a redemption arc now.
I don't buy it because he's already being nice.
But yeah, by the end, he was like, fuck that. You know? And then,
yeah, he started shooting people anyway. Yeah. Actually, I am going to shoot people. It works
changed
better.
My mind.
He even says, I don't think this mob boss life is for me. And I'm like,
I think it is, actually.
But, you know, he said that. Remember at the end? And I was like, that, yeah. I was like, geez, dude, so you got all these motherfuckers killed and this is, and it's just not for you? You're like a teenager going through a phase where they, like, learn piano for a week and they're like, nah, you know what?
Yo, who was Cowboy Dude?
Cad Bane. He's actually from the Clone Wars show.
Okay.
He's a bounty hunter that trained Boba Fett after Mace Windu cut his dad's head off. So he was like running around as a little kid by himself, you know? And then he ran to that motherfucker, that gunslinger, and he taught Boba Fett how to shoot a gun and shit. And
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why when he saw him, he was like, "Aw, you again, motherfucker." You know,
he's like, "He came out of nowhere." I'm like, "Wait, who's this guy?" I'm like, "He's fucking badass."
Yeah,
though.
If you only saw the movies, you wouldn't know who he is. We're in that territory now, just like fucking Rosario Dawson's character. If you haven't seen Clone Wars, there's no way you can know who she is, like, cause she's from that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's going to be more of it. I can already tell you, there's going to be a lot more of that going forward.
Okay. I'm going to be more lost in the future then.
Even in that Obi-Wan trailer, let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
Since we're in Star Wars category, we just saw the Obi-Wan trailer dropped a few hours ago. Maybe like 4 or 5 hours ago here in California. And it looks kind of good, right? See, it's like there's some dark Sith motherfuckers looking for Jedi, trying to hunt them all down and shit. Those are Inquisitors. And those are people that survived the Jedi Order that fucking betrayed the Jedi to work for Palpatine, basically.
Interesting.
So they're like, if you want to fucking, you know, survive, just turn on your motherfucker, your Jedi homies for us, and I'll let you fucking go and, like, join us, you know? And they're like, all right, cool. And that's who those guys are. They're from Clone Wars, too.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I know what's going on in the fucking trailer. It looks cool, though. Tell some cool shit. I don't know what's going on, though.
just know sense. Obi-Wan and Yoda making it, they don't like that shit. So they're trying to find them. And that's all you need to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. They were the ones to survive. Huh?
They're the only ones, so they're probably looking for them.
So we'll see more Yoda then?
I don't know about that. Maybe. They're retconning it because it was supposed to be that fucking Obi-Wan went to Tatooine and just kicked it and never had any more dealings with the Empire, but they never actually say that.
Yeah.
In the movies, so you could sneak it in. You know, like, technically.
Right.
So I think that's what we're dealing with here. It's technically a retcon and saying that, oh, actually shit did go down in between there. So maybe they do say that Yoda felt that Luke was in danger, Obi-Wan was fucked, and he did fucking leave Dagobah and say, fuck that shit, I'm not going to let my nigga die, you know? Maybe. Who knows? They can do that now.
Cuckoo says, aren't the Inquisitors the same ones from the game from Fallen Order?
They are in that game as well. You're right. Actually, I think you're right, Cuckoos. That's where they were first made famous. And I think people were surprised when they showed up in Clone Wars, like later on in the season. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, I think Cuckoos is right about that. Yeah.
That's crazy. You know what kind of always threw me off about Obi-Wan too in the first Star Wars movie? Especially if you're like me where you actually watch it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I'm still mad you did that. But yeah, that's right.
You started it. You're like, you'll be the first to do this, AJ.
That'd be interesting. But I didn't know you were going to really do it all the way. And then you did it. It was dope.
How like Obi-Wan's like, Obi-Wan, I haven't heard that name in ages. You know, like he's, I don't know why that always felt weird to me, especially like coming from the third movie to that fourth movie is like, I don't know. That always felt weird to me. I don't know why.
What?
I
want to know why.
Because he doesn't seem that old. And it feels like it literally wasn't that long ago. And it's like, don't you know who you are? I don't know. Something always like bugged me about
that.
Well,
think about that. Like, okay. It was about,
like, how old?
It was about like 16, 17
years. Yeah, like
years
how old is Luke? You know, like it's only been that
long. 16 or 17, right?
I don't feel like that's a long time to be like, I haven't heard that name in forever.
Well, if you were calling yourself, what name would piss you off? what is that guy's name from Pocahontas? John Smith. I see you calling yourself John Smith. For 16 years, AJ, that's half your life right now. Let's say you're 40 fucking 9, 50 years old, and you haven't been called AJ or Anthony since you were fucking 34.
But like, and you're why like, would wow, no one call that's me a
name?
That?
Because you changed your name to hide from the fucking empire, bro.
Okay, I guess.
Which, I'm not gonna lie, it's still kind of dumb to call yourself Kenobi. But anyway, maybe it's a big galaxy. Maybe it's a common name. But Obi-Wan, yeah, he changed his name. People were calling him Ben Kenobi.
Yeah.
So when he heard that on the fucking message from Princess Leia, he's like, huh, Obi-Wan, that's interesting. You know what I mean? That's how you would feel. Like, if someone said Anthony, like, you never met them on top of that. You know, you're just like, really like, whoa, mind blown. Oh, okay.
All right.
Does that make sense to you?
I feel better about it now.
Yeah. So it's like, I know it's not that long. They should have done a better job making him look older than he was in episode 3 to make that make a little more sense, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. That always kind of bugged me. Every time I hear that, I was like, that just feels weird. I'm like, is it really that been that long? Like, you haven't heard that name? I don't know. Anyways.
And Tai Chi says maybe they'll finally have that Qui-Gon Jinn Force ghost that they hinted at the end of episode 3. Yeah, Liam Neeson says he's down to be in Star Wars more. He was just talking about it last year. In general, he said he's up for more Star Wars. He's like, nobody ever asked me, but I'm down for Star Wars again.
Hey, how come people just don't be asking anyone about anything anymore?
I don't know. No one asked Samuel Jackson either. I think Samuel Jackson said the same thing. Like, nobody ever asked me, but I want to be Mace Windu again, you know? And so, yeah. There's a review for the Obi-Wan trailer. You see Luke in there. You see Inquisitors. Little kid Luke fucking playing around. And Obi-Wan, it's going to have to protect him. And for anyone that doesn't know, that's from a little mini, that's a comic book that was put out in the past few years by Marvel, where Obi-Wan is protecting young Luke from raiders that try to kidnap him. But in this, they're stepping up the stakes and changing it from random bandits to the fucking empire. That's what it looks like to me.
Okay.
Alright. But yeah, one more review to go. We're gonna go from Boba Fett to the Batman.
Rated R. No, I don't know.
It could have been, but no, it was PG-13.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been surprised if it wasn't. But yeah, it was. I mean, what did you think about it?
It was long.
Too fucking long. Let's complain before we talk about the good shit.
Yeah, you know what? It was like, I was chilling with it the whole way through until like maybe the last maybe 15, 20 minutes. And at that point, I was like, okay, hurry up now. Like, I know we're getting to this end now. Like, let's just hurry it up now.
You feel exactly how I felt. After they put Riddler in jail.
Yeah.
And we found out there was a little more. I was kind of interested,
yeah.
But once it started playing out, which I think was about the last 20, maybe 30 minutes, I was like, okay, can we just do it now? Like,
yeah.
that's really what I was like, I'm just like ready for this to be over.
I see where we're going now. Let's just hurry up now.
Yeah. You know? Once they flooded Gotham, it was like, okay, I got it. You guys are destroying Gotham. Let's just end this movie already.
Yeah.
But no, it keeps going, and then you think it's over. And you know, he leads all the people from the darkness into the, you think it's over? No, it's still going.
A little bit more, yeah.
And then you know you see fucking that there's, you know, we're in spoiler mode, so everyone just double chance to not get the ending spoiled. One of the endings spoiled.
Oh yeah, we're talking about the Batman guy. In case you went from one spoiler to the other,
yeah.
Without any break in between.
If you're only on audio, yeah. I think no, we said it.
I think we said it in the beginning. Yeah. I don't know.
But
we're here now.
No, we said like the Batman. But anyway, then we get to the Riddler in jail and. He's talking to the fucking Joker.
Mm-hmm.
So the Joker is going to reveal. And then it fades to black. You're okay, it's over. Nope. Batman's got to say bye to Catwoman now.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Like, I almost feel like it would have been better to not have them say bye so we could kind of be ambiguous as to what's going on with them the next movie.
Because
I think this kind of takes the suspense out. But this might be because they're launching multiple shows, which we'll talk about that later.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
The only complaint, right? Do you have any other complaints? That's my only complaint.
No, that was basically my complaint about it, too. Everything else was pretty good. My overall, like, Batman complaint, just in any Batman movie, is fucking keeping track of the fucking mob boss's name and who's who. I keep hearing fucking Falcone and Maroni, and I get it mixed up sometimes.
I was going to say, if you pay close attention, it's always those two motherfuckers,
yeah,
though.
Exactly. Like, I've heard their names before. I'm like, okay, which one's which again? And who's this guy again? I was like, who's the one? I was like, so that's just confusing me all the time. But that's just my problem, I think.
Hey, you know what's funny? This is the first time I felt like the mob boss was the worst fucking villain. out of all the supervillains in the fucking movie. Like, that fool Falcone sucked ass, dude. Like, you fucking strangled all these bitches and got away with it all this time. I was like, what?
I guess so.
I'm like, you're way worse than the Riddler.
Yeah.
Like, at least the Riddler was trying to do something good for Gotham.
Yeah.
You're just an asshole, Falcone. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, whoa, why is Falcone worse than fucking Riddler? Like, that's not a complaint. I was just surprised.
So Riddler was just trying to get him out so he can get a shot at him the whole time. Is that what the whole movie was about?
Yeah. It was to get Batman to do the job for him so he could get a clear shot at him.
That's
basically
crazy. Yeah.
And you know, he which is funny, like, you know what? There's a clue. If you look at it carefully, all the pictures that the Riddler sends them are taken from that upper angle shot.
That's true.
It's from that fucking hotel room wherever that room he was staying.
Apartment building or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and the cops were so distracted by what was going on and how crazy everything was that they didn't fucking see that obvious detail. Mm-hmm. The dude, he was right there the whole time.
Needed a Batman.
Yeah, there's like... That's you know, I guess Riddler was right. He's like, I overestimated you. Remember he was saying like in there?
True. One thing too, real quick too, about the whole Joker at the end. For a second though, I was confused because he said, "Riddle me this," and then he started asking a question, and I was like, "Wait a minute, was that the Riddler and Jell this whole time, probably playing like these guys from the inside somehow?" And then, but then he started laughing. I was like, "Okay, no, that's a Joker."
Yeah.
But for a quick second, like that blew my mind. Like, whoa, this guy.
Oh, that would have been
like the
crazy.
Riddler was in jail the whole time, playing everyone.
That actually would have been a more surprising twist, actually. Yeah.
I thought that was going.
And he was like the one with the top hat and the fucking like the bandana, like the old one. Like, exactly.
Like, he was the actual one. Yeah. But yeah, interesting Riddler concept, though. Like, I'm not too familiar with, like, Riddler and his origin and all that. But in this one, he seemed to have... He's an orphan, and he gathered all the orphans to fuck shit up, right? Pretty much.
Orphans and other, you know, poor, disenfranchised people in Gotham. I don't think they were just the orphans, but yeah, there were orphans there.
I feel like he had all the orphans together to fuck shit up.
Really?
That's what I felt like it was.
Maybe I missed that. Maybe that is what happened.
Yeah,
because... I gotta see it again. There's a lot of details in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that was going on, because he was also saying, you know, that that Bruce Wayne, you know...
He's not a true orphan.
Yeah, he's not a true orphan because he had money and shit, you know, but all the other orphans, you know, didn't get... You know, those benefits, they sat in rooms full of, you know, other orphans forever, you know? So that's why I feel like he got all the orphans together to go fuck shit up.
I think what they're really jealous of is that Bruce Wayne had Alfred. Alfred's fucking awesome.
Yeah. This Alfred was pretty cool, too. I liked him. Was it Andy Serkis up there, right?
Yeah, he wasn't bad. He was good. They also used the origin from Batman Year One that Alfred taught him how to fight. That's pretty cool. Because, you know, Alfred in the books, Alfred was like ex-MI6. Like, he was like a fucking... Or ex... Ooh. You know, whatever secret service for the Brit, whatever it is they have in
Kingsman.
England. For us, we have CIA, whatever the fuck Britain has. Yeah.
The Britain CIA.
Yeah.
Tai Chi says the director took inspiration from Seven and Zodiac. That's the idea for the Riddler. Riddler.
Also, Hush. He seemed like Hush. I don't know if anybody's ever read.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
Well, Hush, no. Hush is a Batman comic.
Oh.
This guy, and he wears all these bandages wrapped on his face, and that's basically what Riddler was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like in this movie he was a blend of Riddler and Hush. He wasn't just Riddler, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, he's right. It definitely had feelings of he did write Hush on the window too, and there was a guy who is Hush. You know, they mentioned him as one of the orphans. That's true. Tai Chi's paying attention. Yeah. On his greatest detective shit, you know? Good shit, Tai Chi.
And then is it in true fashion for Catwoman to be related to, was it Falcone, right?
That's not regular shit, but that does happen in one comic, you know, where I think it is Year One, or no, Long Halloween. In the Long Halloween, yeah, it turns out she's related to Falcone, or Falcone, but yeah, they don't, but that's not in every book, yeah.
Okay, because that was interesting, because I never heard of that before. I was like, oh, interesting. Is that something new? Did they pull that from somewhere?
Yeah, they pulled that from somewhere.
Okay, that's cool.
That was a deep pull, too. That was good.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think? Wait, do you want anything, something else you want to bring up before?
No.
Okay, what did you actually think of the portrayals? Who's your favorite character in there?
I like Catwoman. I don't know. Something about her seemed pretty cool.
Because she's hot?
I think probably a little bit of that, for sure, yeah.
dude. Penguin's my favorite character.
I kind of like Penguin. I'm not too familiar with Penguin, but he seemed pretty cool. I like his stuff, and I like Penguin.
Okay,
here, cool.
Unpopular opinion. My counter to the Sand People opinion. What did Penguin do? What did Penguin do, man?
True.
They were fucking with him, doing all this crazy shit. He didn't even do what they thought he did.
He wasn't talking, that's why.
He didn't, no, yeah, that's what it was about. He wasn't talking. Yeah. They don't like that shit. Batman needs snitches. He don't want people to... he don't like fucking people clamming up and shit. Exactly. It makes him angry. Mm-hmm. yeah, I was like... I want justice for Penguin. I feel like he got harassed a little much for him not doing anything, you know? Anyway.
That's his problem. He wasn't doing anything. Like, you gotta be helping us out, dude. He ain't doing shit.
That's true. That's actually true.
But no, I think you're right, too. Like, he actually wasn't doing these. He just came punked around. And
take it easy, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was Colin Farrell. He was transformed in that role.
I know, right?
He did a great job, dude.
Well, I was thinking for a second, like, did they replace him in that? Like, did we not hear that they replaced the actor or something? Like, I couldn't tell for a second.
He just killed him, bro. Oh, yeah, his Penguin. That was great.
That was pretty good. You know, he got his own show lined up now, really.
Shut up. You're ruining our fucking news.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Okay, my bad. And then.
Spoiler alert.
What else?
Within a spoiler alert. No, it's just a new spoiler. Not really a spoiler. But yeah, it was. What else did we want to say? No, you're good, Steve. You didn't know that. We're just playing. Was there anything else? Oh, yeah. What'd you actually think of Batman, bro, of himself?
Before I go there, back to Catwoman real quick. One thing I liked about her, when fucking Batman first popped up on her, like when she was like got into the building to go to the safe to get the passport and shit and all that, she came out with some fucking kicks that reminded me of Harong.
Yeah, dude, she had I was gonna say, that's one thing I liked about the movie. People had a style.
Yeah.
Everybody has a fucking style.
Yeah.
And you know what else they didn't do that I fucking hate? It happens in every Batman movie. They cut away the action scenes.
Mm.
Like someone swings, it cuts, and they're on the floor. Kind of like an anime.
Yeah, yeah.
They do that in every fucking Batman movie, and I fucking hate it.
Mm.
This is the first time where I felt like, oh, shit, I'm seeing the action. Like, I feel like the actors really learned this shit a little bit, you know?
Right,
like,
yeah.
That was dope, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, like, actually, yeah, I feel like I've never seen fucking Batman just hit someone just so hard, like, with combinations and shit.
Yeah, with combinations, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, that was pretty cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was super dope. What else did I like about it? I like how, like, you know, Tai Chi mentioned how it has like a almost a horror murder mystery noir vibe.
Yeah.
You know, specifically he referenced Seven and Zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's definitely the feel, and I think that made this better. Like, it made it darker. Gotham really felt like, damn, this place sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like every other movie, they've just told you Gotham sucks, but you don't really feel it.
Yeah, you don't like see it too often, other mm-hmm. than just with the main villains. Yeah. But yeah, this one, they show you just random people, like robbing people and stuff like that, and just fucking shit up on the sides.
Mm-hmm. And everything looks dreary and dark and shitty. Like, they don't paint anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, damn, man, Gotham's whack.
Yeah. I feel like there's just more visuals to help you see like how gritty and bad it was, like just abandoned buildings here and there with like I remember seeing a sign, I think, like saying, like, you know, I forgot what it says, but something just made me feel like, damn, that place is abandoned and they need help there. And once that shit gets up, there's hope there, but like it looks like it's nothing's being done with it. Like, I forgot what it was I saw, but there was like something right there.
Tai Chi says you kind of feel a lot like Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. That's true. It does have that feel. Does have that feel for sure. Also, there was a deleted scene that Matt Reeves said was in there, is that at one point Batman was going to get so desperate that he was going to go to Arkham Asylum and ask the Joker for advice on how to take Riddler down.
That would have been cool. See,
yeah, they cut
just
that out
real quick. Yeah. Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Speaking of Arkham, I didn't know Arkham was a separate family.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
The Arkhams. Yeah.
This whole story too of Riddler kind of bringing to light the Wayne's past was new to me too.
That's because it's only in the comics. They've never done that in any live action.
Exactly, yeah.
I feel like they've only done it in one cartoon. It was a cartoon movie called Batman vs. Robin, where there's this group, which I think they might still do eventually, called the Court of Owls. And this group kind of like is like a seedy, rich group that kind of controls Gotham low-key. And they tried to like tell Bruce Wayne that, you know, your family was low-key part of this group, you know?
Mm.
And that's where I think they were going for with all this thing, you know, with this whole...
Yeah, that was pretty cool to kind of see, like, because, you know, all you hear about with his parents is like, oh, they died, and now he's an orphan.
And they were
like,
great. And they were
and they were great,
to, yeah.
And they had money, and they were rich. Like, that's pretty much all you hear. But I never knew he was running for mayor. Like, I think that was the first for me to hear.
Yeah, that's, like, I think in year one, too. Also, in one version, in an alternate storyline where... So there is an alternate story where Bruce is the one who's shot and killed in the alley, not the parents, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the dad... becomes a super aggressive Batman that uses a gun, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The mom can't handle the trauma of losing Bruce.
Oh, that's right.
And goes crazy and becomes the Joker.
Yeah. And Taichi says that's Flashpoint. That's what I recognize that from Flashpoint.
Right. And so they kind of hinted at some of that with this.
Yeah, they kind of did, actually.
You know, they didn't actually do it, but they hinted at it. And that maybe the mom is out there. And if we're going to get real deep down the rabbit hole of theories here, right? If you saw Joaquin Phoenix's Joker in that parallel universe of that movie, they implied that Bruce and Joker might be brothers or half-brothers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so take that logic, and what if Bruce's mom is Joker's mom in this world, and that's why Joker's crazy?
Because
it runs in the family bloodline.
Yeah, yeah.
Because no one's going to say Batman's not crazy.
Yeah.
Batman's a little fucking crazy if you think about it. Like, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Interesting stuff, right?
Yeah. Let's see where they go with that. Oh, man, I was going to say something else. I forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, overall, it was cool. I liked it. Different take.
What did you think about Batman? You didn't tell me.
Oh, yeah, Batman. He seemed too emo. Like all the other Waynes I've seen before, Bruce Waynes, he's out there trying to have fun, trying to have a public appearance so people are like second guessing him.
Yeah.
But this one, it felt like he didn't want to go anywhere or deal with anybody as Bruce Wayne.
What's more realistic to you?
Oh, that's what I was going to say, too, that this one, too, that we got more, actually, this probably felt more realistic, actually, thinking about
it. Yeah, that's what people do when they're, especially rich people, when they're involved in big public issues or something happens to their family, they just fucking disappear. They drop off the map. Yeah, I feel like that's more accurate. You know?
The other thing, too, is that, like, I liked about this, too, is that we didn't go into, like, this deep origin story about Batman and Bruce Wayne and all that. They kind of just threw us into it real quick.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
So I kind of like that, too. Like, we just got into a Batman story, like, right away. We don't have to learn his origin, about his parents, him becoming Batman, where he got the outfit from. We didn't go through any of that shit.
Right.
I thought that was pretty cool. And just it still ended up being a long movie anyways.
Yeah, too fucking long. Did you notice at the end when Batman was getting fucked up, he stabbed himself with some green shit?
Stem packs. You play StarCraft at all? The fucking Terrans. You fucking research stem packs, and when you're Marines and you want to get faster and be stronger, but you lose half your life, you do stem packs.
Did I ever play Terrans? No, I played Zerg.
No, you played Zerg.
So I don't know anything about that.
Tai Chi, oh, that's the stuff.
Yeah. That's fucking funny.
But yeah, that, like when he fucking stabbed himself, like, oh, fucking stem pack.
Stem pack.
That was funny.
But you know, okay, so a lot of people were saying it's adrenaline, right?
Right.
But that shit was green.
Yeah, I know.
Adrenaline is like a light yellow
color. I've never seen the color of adrenaline.
Well, it's clearish.
I didn't even had a color.
It's like a clearish light yellow color is adrenaline. That shit was bright green.
It was green, yeah.
So, you know
that's
what
I thought stem packs.
You know what I thought it was? You know what I think it might be?
That
Venom. Which is the stuff that Bane injects into himself.
I got Bane vibes when I saw that shit, too.
And because he got angry when he did it, too.
That, too, yeah.
And he was, like, beating the shit out of that guy. They had to calm him down, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, dude, I think that might have been Venom. Which the only thing that makes me mad about this... Oh, and by the way, the director has said outside of the movie, he's really interested in Mr. Freeze and making a grounded version of Mr. Freeze. The only thing that irritates me about all this... is every villain we've gotten and they seem like they're implying is out there are the same fucking villains we've gotten every time, dude.
I was about to say that right now, too. The fact that you said the old connection to Bane.
And Joker
cool,
now.
Cool connection, but like... But we just seen Bane recently.
And now Joker, and they're talking about Maroni.
Yeah.
And like, we've had all of these motherfuckers. Can we have someone else? Like, where's Scarface? The dummy. You know, the dummy with the ventriloquist?
Oh.
Where no one can tell if the dummy is the guy in control or if the guy, the ventriloquist, is... You know
I've never heard of him.
Yo, it's so fucked up. He's from the animated series. You need to watch Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I do.
And so, like, yeah, it's this ventriloquist, and he carries around this fucking dummy that has a real gun.
Oh, shit.
And the dummy keeps telling the ventriloquist he's a dumbass, and the dummy... bitch slaps the fucking ventriloquist and tells him what to do.
Man.
And like, and they have a gang, right? A fucking gang of hired goons.
Does Batman just deal with like crazy people? Like,
yes.
Man.
like Gotham's just full of crazy people that escape Arkham all the time. And so this guy, they have like a real strong fucking mafia group that like they're hired goons, right? You'd think they listen to the guy. No, they don't listen to the ventriloquist. They only take orders from the dummy. Because like Batman gets the ventriloquist to throw the dummy away one time in the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, fuck the dummy, bro. He's like, don't let it fucking control your life. He's like, you're your own person. And the guy says, you're right. And he fucking throws the dummy away. And from far away, he's a ventriloquist. He throws his voice right. The dummy's like, don't listen to this jackass. And he tells the fucking guys, the army, like, kill Batman and this fucker. And they're like, all right. And then they fucking start shooting at Batman and the ventriloquist. And Batman has to save the ventriloquist. And he's like, stop doing this. He's like, I'm not doing it. And like, he's like, you don't know if like maybe it is mechanical and it's kind of doing its own thing, or is this guy just fucking crazy split and throwing his voice?
Is my guess.
And that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is, why aren't we doing this villain? If you really want a grounded Batman, do Scarface, bro.
That's crazy.
Sewer King, Clock King, Mad Hatter. Like, there's so many good ones they could do. Killer Croc. You could just say he's a guy that works at the circus with a fucked up skin disease that's really big and strong. Like, he doesn't have to be an actual guy that spliced his jeans with a crocodile. Mm. Like, just give me people I've never seen before.
Calendar Man. What the fuck?
No.
That's digging deep.
No.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't want him. He ain't got no powers. Fuck Calendar Man. Nothing interesting about him. But nice attempt. I like that. nice attempt. I just don't like Calendar Man. He's stupid. Plus, he was just in Suicide Squad, right? So, anything else?
So I don't know.
Oh, dude, you got to watch Suicide Squad so you can watch Peacemaker.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But yeah, this Batman. But yeah, pretty interesting, pretty dark. Yeah, I liked him.
I like how he was stoically funny, bro. Like how he said funny shit but didn't smile and didn't laugh. Like, and just stared at people. Like, he said funny shit and then just stared at you like, you better not laugh. You know? It's like your parent when they say like a funny threat and they're just like not happy though.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the way he got into the clubs a couple times. Those are funny.
He said, man, he's like, if you fuck around, there's going to be blood. Yours or mine.
Yeah.
And he just stared at him. I was like, that's just funny. Yeah. He's just full of great one-liners like that in this movie.
Yeah.
I like how the one fool said something smart-ass to Batman, and Batman stopped what he was doing and stared at him, and then went right back to what he was doing. I was like, that shit made me laugh so hard. Like,
that one cop in the fucking apartment.
Martinez.
Yeah.
I like because they kept bringing him up. I felt like Batman was going to be like, God damn it, Martinez. I felt like I was waiting for him to start to say that, you know? Like,
yeah. Tai Chi brings up thumb drive, you know? Oh my God. Like all those like pun riddles. He's like, drive. Just with a straight face, like, thumb drive.
Thumb drive. I was like, wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best Batman? Was Robert Pattinson the best Batman? I still think Michael Keaton's up there for sure. Christian Bale's better Bruce Wayne, maybe, but I think Michael Keaton might have been the best Batman, dude. He's pretty good.
I don't remember Keaton too well.
I'm sorry, not Michael Keaton. I'm sorry. I think this guy, Robert Pattinson, might have been the best Batman, dude. He was pretty solid. And he was actually Batman for most of the movie. It's the first time you see a movie.
That was the other thing I was tripping out of, because the whole beginning of the movie, we just got Batman all the way up. I was like, what am I going to say about Bruce Wayne? And just that one time in the church, like the only time, I think, right?
And then a couple private moments when he's by himself.
Yeah.
But this is the first time that...
And then when he went into the club to confront...
As Bruce Wayne, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, this is the first time he interacted with people as Batman.
Yeah.
They let him be fucking Batman. It was great.
That was cool. I think that's what made me like it a lot, thinking about it now. It was pure Batman all the way through. The other thing too, every time I think of something,
I'm sorry. Like, it's my fault. I keep cutting you off. My bad. I'm sorry. Good.
Oh my God, what was I gonna say? Like something else that was cool that I liked. I don't remember.
Was it the way he fights, the theatrics, the weapons, the...
Oh yeah, okay, the batarang. Okay,
yeah.
At the very end. It's in his chest, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why couldn't he just, at the very end, when he fucking go to save the wire from, you know, hitting the waters, so it doesn't electric? Why didn't he just throw the batarang at the wire to cut it? Why
would you want to take? Okay, so I can explain that. That's pretty easy.
Because what he did instead was go jump on the wire and risk himself getting electrocuted, which he did, right? My thing is, okay, maybe he didn't trust that he can aim it just right with the force on a loose wire. I don't know.
I'll explain it to you.
But he's fucking Batman.
I'll explain it to you, bro. I'll tell you why, because he's not 100% Batman yet, and I'll tell you why. You see that moment where he flew all epically with that squirrel suit?
That was kind of funny, too.
Yeah, because he fucked up.
Yeah.
Right? And remember when he turned the Batmobile? That's, by the way, holy shit, we got to talk about that before I talk about why it's funny. when he turned on that fucking Batmobile and that shit started lighting up and revving up and sounding all loud, that is the scariest, dopest Batmobile. Like, the funny thing about it is this movie had the most Adam West references, like, to that old Batman. Mm-hmm. But this was the least like Adam West than any of the others. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That car looked like Adam West's car if he wasn't fucking playing. You know what
I mean? He's just trying to get the job done type
of
car,
like,
right?
You know, I'm not being nice. I'm not trying to make everyone like me or draw bat signs on it. Nah, I'm here to fuck shit up. Like,
I'm here to get in this car and fucking drive it as fast as
possible.
I didn't
make a passenger seat for Robin. Yeah. I don't have time for that. Yeah. I fucking made this shit to fuck niggas up. Yeah. That was fucking dope. That shit was scary. That shit was tight. I love how he turned it on. Everybody was like, what the fuck? He has a car? Like, but anyway, okay, now to make the point, you see it kind of broke down on him at one point?
When?
When he turned it on, there's one point where it like fucking turned off and like shut down, it looked like.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, there's a point where I don't know if maybe he turned it off on purpose, but it looked like it broke down on him for a second. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did it just... And then it definitely revs back on all of a sudden, and then he takes the fuck off, and the fire kicks off in the bag. And he takes the fuck off.
I don't remember that.
So, this kind of tells me that maybe he... Like, they say this is about year two for him, so he's not fully Batman.
Right.
So, him having that one batarang, I don't think he wanted to risk throwing that shit and not having anything else to cut the wire with.
Right. Okay.
You know? Because... That's just a guess on my life.
And then, with that in mind then, because what isn't supposedly, I don't think they said this in a movie, but it was kind of talked about way earlier when we first saw Batman, that the bat symbol on his chest was made from the guns that shot his parents or some shit like that.
That's the, so I don't know if that was canon in the end, but I think that's exactly what they were trying to say as promotion before the movie came out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe that is canon and he didn't want to throw it because of that sentimental value.
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe.
That makes a lot of sense actually.
Yeah.
Cuckoos actually brings up a really good point, and I wanted to ask you about this, AJ. Thank you for bringing up Cuckoos, because I almost forgot about it, and we almost ended
that's,
this.
That's the moment I wanted to bring up, too. Exactly that.
Okay, good, good. Did he know, or is he just fucking crazy? Was he trying to hide it for Batman?
Don't know. That's what I wanted to say, too. But I like that moment where he was talking to him. Like, everything was leading up to, like, oh, fuck, their nose. And he gets to him, talks to him, like, face-to-face. And it's like, fuck, he knows.
Wayne.
Yeah, like, he called him like that, and Batman just like, fuck, he fucking knows, you know? He's looking at the camera, like, how am I going to get myself out of this shit, you know?
Yeah, how am I going to talk my way out of this shit?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But then he goes on, and then it sounds like, oh, he doesn't know. And that's when Batman flips it right away and starts going on the fact that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of interesting.
I like that.
Yeah. And then it just gets you, like, thinking, like, does he know, or,
but
like,
he's
good with puzzles. How is he not putting this together?
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. But he's also fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I love the Riddler's performance, but the last part of his performance is where I was like, okay, this is too much. Where he started singing Ave Maria and getting wild and shit and, like, screaming. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Riddler, this is a little too much now. I feel like you stop. You're not being scary anymore. Now you're just kind of feeling like a weak ass. Like,
maybe this is what I drill it home into you. Like, he's crazy.
I get it. But anyway, so it's also believable he doesn't know because he's crazy. Also, if you really think about it, you know, like, I think he knew. But I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I could also see how it could go the other way.
Yeah.
I feel like he was saying Bruce Wayne because he was pissed.
Yeah.
Because that's the one nigga he didn't kill. Everyone else on the list was dead except for Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think maybe that's why he kept saying that. He's like, Bruce Wayne. Like, he's like, motherfucker.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Like, and I also feel like he kind of felt like this plan would have worked if he got him.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the other reason I think that he might actually know it's him is that he says, I know the real you. Mm. He says, forget about the pauses, because the pauses make it sound like maybe he's saying something else. But let me just tell you the exact dialogue that I could. Maybe I'm off. Tell me if I'm off. But I think this is the dialogue. Bruce Wayne. Long ass pause, humming weird ass sounds and shit. I know the real you. The mask is the real you, Batman.
Yeah.
You
maybe,
know, like.
Maybe he's talking in riddles.
But maybe that's why, because he doesn't want them to figure out what he's saying. But he's also letting Batman know, but I know.
Yeah.
And
it can go in so many different ways. It could. Too, yeah.
But there is comic book reference here. So in the comic book. One time, Edward Enigma told Batman after he locked him up and threw him in an insane asylum as Batman was walking away. Just him and him, right? Batman's walking away and he's like, I know who you are, Bruce Wayne. And then Batman stops dead in his tracks. And then Batman pauses there for a second, right? Mm-hmm. You don't see his face, but you see Batman pause, like, definitely affected by this.
Right.
He's like, you see? I got you, motherfucker. And he's like, you won't tell anyone. He starts walking away again. And then he's like, hey, get back here. Why wouldn't I tell anyone? He said, what's the point of a riddle that everyone knows the answer to? And then Batman just walked away. Shit. And Riddler just fucking sat down. And just like, angry and shit, you know? Like, and then Batman slammed the door.
He's like,
and,
let me figure that one out. Hold on. Like,
and like, so there is a comic where Riddler basically tells you, I do know who you are. Mm. And Batman's like, but you're not going to tell nobody. And then he walks away. And then Riddler doesn't tell anybody. You know, like, he actually keeps the secret, you know? Because he likes being the only one smart enough to figure it out. You know, so.
All right, well. That's all debatable, I guess, now, right?
Yeah, all debatable.
Yeah, for sure.
And we won't know until we see the next Batman movie.
It can go either way. That's crazy.
Which, by the way, we're setting up for the War of Jokes and Riddles, which is a big comic book arc where it's Batman and Joker team up to fuck with... Riddler and Joker team up to fuck with Batman. But they start getting into it about who's smarter, and it becomes a three-way war.
Oh, shit.
And it gets wild, dude.
That sounds cool, actually.
Yeah. So anyway, I think we're done, right? Anything else you want to say? Questions?
Concerns? Last thing is, like, how did they not figure out the freaking, what were they calling it? The flying mouse thing they were talking about.
You mean Batman's flying squirrel suit?
No. And the Riddler's riddle, like, words he was using, it was kind of, like, translated to say flying mouse. I forgot what the word was again in Spanish or whatever.
El ratas.
Yeah, whatever that was, right?
Yeah.
As soon as they said it and translated to flying mouse, I thought bat right away.
Yeah, like, me
too. How come it took him forever to figure that out, you know?
You know what's funny? When they started talking about that, first thing I thought was bat too, right?
Yeah.
But as it went on and they kept saying rat, somehow they drilled it into my head that we were talking about a rat. So when the penguin said it, it was still kind of a surprise to me, even though that was my first guess. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I get it now.
I think the reason why it hit me faster,
too. Arata Alata, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think the reason why it hit me quicker, though, is because I have a friend who goes, like, by the nickname Flundermouse, Flundermoss, which is German for flying mouse, which translates to bat.
Oh, interesting. Okay, interesting.
And so I think that's how I knew that, because I asked, like, what does that even mean? Well, it's like, oh, flying mouse.
And then rats with wings are actually pigeons. You know, that's what people call pigeons.
I've never heard of that before either, though.
You've never heard someone say a pigeon is a rat with wings?
No, I never heard
of
that.
Bro, that's a famous statement. And I always thought
it was New York, so.
You don't have to be. They have pigeons here. They're dirty.
I think those crows have been taking out the pigeons, man. I have a theory about that.
I see less of them.
Exactly, right?
But, you know, I don't underestimate the power of pigeons, because I told you.
Or crows.
They're the only things I've seen in every country I've been to. Pigeons. I seen them in Japan. I seen them in Peru. I seen them here, and I seen them in fucking.
I feel like I haven't seen a pigeon in a good
Panama
out here.
They got pigeons everywhere, bro. They're mobbing. I don't like that.
Penguin said that in Batman Returns too. Okay. Oh, Batman. Penguin always.
Oh,
it out.
Rats with wings. Yeah, he did say. No, he said it's a. Yeah, pigeons. So, rats with wings.
So the Penguin always figures it out before Batman, huh?
That's funny.
And then, oh yeah, last thing too, I saw a lot of like little things that like reference like Dark Knight and like other like Batman movies here and there. I thought it was little moments that happen here and there, like were references to some of those sometimes. That's the last thing I think I want to say about that.
All right.
I can't remember what moments I'm thinking about, but there is moments.
Yeah, right. I thought one of the funniest moments is when Catwoman was like, hey, do your thing, Vengeance. Because he kept saying, I am Vengeance, the whole movie.
Yeah,
I thought that was so funny.
I kind of like that they called him like Vengeance as like a nickname and not calling him Batman.
But I thought that was funny. Like, I didn't think it was serious. That was funny. You know, like, she's like, all right, Vengeance, do your thing. Like, yeah. He keeps telling.
You know what it gave
he
me vibes?
He says it seriously every time, you know? She's like, all right.
It gave me vibe from the live-action Cowboy Bebop, Vicious and
and Fearless.
Fearless, yeah.
That's funny. I didn't think about that.
I got vibes from that. All right,
that's the end of our spoiler talk for Batman. Thanks, guys, for joining us. That took up a lot of time, but that was great.
It did.
That was
a good, as they normally do.
That was a good analyzation. All right, I guess we'll speed through some of the news. Some of them we can't speed through because we really got to talk about the EVO news, right? So. Okay!
Dropping hints. So yeah, what do you want to start us off with?
Okay. So fans of Dune, the movie Dune, or even more importantly, fans of the book series, Princess Irulan has been casted, and people have been waiting to find out who it's going to be. Her. A lot of people.
This picture.
Yeah, actually, that is. I didn't think it was going to be that small. Damn. You can click any other one. They're all small. What the fuck? There you go. Princess Irulan, they've been waiting to cast her. Everyone wants to know who's going to play her because it's kind of a big role in Dune, and especially in part two going forward and to Dune 3. And they finally cast her. My money was on Anna Taylor-Joy, homegirl from Queen's Gambit and, you know, New Mutants.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. Florence Pugh, a.k.a. Black Widow, a.k.a. Yelena Belova, is actually going to be Princess Irulan, the princess of the Emperor.
Okay.
And the Emperor, you didn't see him in the movie, but he's the motherfucker that basically boned the... Wait, you saw the movie, right? You saw it too?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who basically boned the Atreides and, like, and put them in that fucked up situation, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, his daughter actually becomes very important, and that's a good person to cast as him, as her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, Florence Pugh as Princess Irulan. We still don't know about Fade Rautha and the Emperor himself, but just the fact that we know it's her is a good sign that we're moving forward with Dune.
All right, cool.
AJ?
You might like this news, but you know NECA, right? NECA, it builds, they make those toys, action figures. Usually been doing a lot of Ninja Turtle stuff recently.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And they do all types of other stuff, too. But they announced this the other day.
Is that the goddamn neutrinos? They're oh, shit, it is them!
Neutrino figures!
They're back!
Also, Usagi, Yojimbo, also coming out pretty soon, too. But here's some other shit they've had, I guess. But yeah, I saw that. I was like, no way, Neutrino's got TLT. But yeah, look out for that pretty soon. Apparently, they come in the 3-pack for $75. Limit 2 per customer. When is this going to be available? March 8th through the 17th is when you start doing your pre-orders at 11 a.m. Eastern if you're interested in getting these. So look out for that through NECA somehow.
All right. Other news. I think it was mentioned earlier, so it's not exactly news now. But the Penguin is getting a spin-off TV show based on the Batman character. It will be Colin Farrell reprising his role. It'll be on HBO Max exclusively. I don't know if it's going to be rated R or if they're going to continue the PG-13, which, by the way, I didn't feel the PG-13 in Batman, did you? Because it felt like it could have been R just as easily,
too. Nah, I felt like PG-13 was appropriate.
Oh, man, I don't know. There's some beatdowns where I was like, fuck, man, I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, you can see a lot of blood.
I guess that's true.
And that's usually what make it more rated R.
You know what? You're right. Everybody's blood was seen after their fight, like coming down their nose or down their mouth. You never saw someone get the blood.
Yeah, like, you know, flying off.
You're right.
Oh, that brings me to another thing real quick. I watched Kill Bill, and then I was just watching it, and then remember, you know, the fight scene at the very end with the crazy 88s, and it goes black and white? And you know that it exists
really
in color.
Really 88 of them?
I don't know. I think they just call themselves that.
All right, but
you know how like it's in color, like in certain other countries, supposedly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why I never thought to do this. Looked it up on YouTube, found it.
I want to see it.
You should.
But I thought they made it in black and white because they ran out of fucking blood.
That was a rumor. They did it in black and white in America because it was too bloody for Americans. And I guess to make it not, is it already rated R?
Yeah, isn't
it? I don't know why they. I think it's just too bloody, like, for Americans.
That's fucking funny.
But you know what? There's also a couple of scenes that are actually cut out because I was watching it on YouTube.
Yeah,
she gets some other nasty like cuts on people that weren't in the actual movie in black and white.
Oh, what? Yeah. I want to see that now.
Like straight up cut someone's head off at one point.
What?
Right in the beginning, someone's hands, like someone's about to attack her with a sword, and she cuts their hands off right mid like swiping. Yeah, there's some other crazy shit that happens very quick, very minor, but that I noticed them, you know. So that's something else that it says if anyone wants to go see it. I don't know why I never thought to look on YouTube.
Are there more scenes with my boy Kato?
Oh, speaking of which, too.
And the guy, I like how you knew who I was talking about right away.
I think there might be, but what I did notice for sure, you know, the one little kid without the mask that, like, you know, when they're fighting in the blue room type of darkness.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
the lone one, like, scared, you know.
Yeah,
and she whips
him. Spanks him, yeah.
Way before that, and right when you start fighting, she actually slashes at him and gets the mask cut off, and that's why he's masked like, throughout the whole thing. But we never...
Wait, what'd you say?
She slashes at him way in the beginning when he first started fighting with them, with the whole crazy 88s. And she slashes him, but only gets the mask.
Of that
guy? Yeah, of that guy. And that's why he wasn't wearing a mask the whole time.
Oh, the kid?
The kid, yeah.
Oh, so she warned him right there.
Not warned him, but like swiped at him and cut the mask off. So I guess he dodged it, whatever. I don't know.
Are you sure it wasn't a warning shot because she knew he was a kid?
Maybe. I don't know.
She seemed to not want to kill kids. You know what I mean?
I don't think it was a warning shot. I think she's just, you know... He just got away just in time, I guess.
You think that kid was that good, though? He doesn't look like
I think he got lucky. But I don't think she was like, you know.
She didn't kill him, right?
She didn't kill him. But his mask got cut off.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, shit. And he kind of backed away. But he got a couple shots in there, too. Yeah, that's another thing I noticed. That, like, he was actually there for a couple, like, swipes in the beginning. And then he kind of gets mixed into the bunch. But then he's become, like, the focus later on the end. But he's kind of been there since the beginning, though, which is kind of
That's
crazy.
That's funny. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
So it's censorship callbacks. Says Tarantino likes doing like the 60s cinema. Okay, so it's a 60s cinema homage.
Like a style thing?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's also because of the blood in America. That's a lot of blood.
Yeah, that's the other thing I've heard, too.
And, dude, I think, I don't know if this is a popular or unpopular opinion, but you know how that Kato guy, like, she just kept... basically getting kill shots on him, and he kept coming back, right? Yeah. I think it was a real big missed opportunity that, you know, right after she killed or she defeated Buck and the one-eyed bitch, mm-hmm. when she came out of the trailer and was all tired and walked out, that motherfucker should have just jumped at her. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, and just, she should have killed him again, like right there, like for good. That would have been so great.
He's like all like bandaged up and stuff.
Oh, that would have been so good. Oh, man. Maybe that's the chance. There's a chance for that in the next movie if they're really going to do Kill Bill 3.
Oh, man, that'd be funny.
Sounds like he's saying Kill Bill 3 might be his last movie, you know? So we'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. All right. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. But Penguin coming out soon, something like that.
All right. Yeah, Penguin coming out. No, I wasn't done. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, Penguin is coming out. I'm focused, guys. Penguin is coming out. Apparently with two other spinoff shows. Now, if you've been paying close attention to Unfocused, or I guess just in general, Batman news at all, there was originally a show announced when Batman was announced called the GCPD about the Gotham Police. Mm. It was going to be about a dirty cop who is inspired by Batman to turn his life around.
Cool.
And go against the crime system in Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
That show's canceled. That's not one of the three shows coming.
That's... okay, fine.
Yeah, I guess they kind of... they asked Matt Reeves what happened to that show or if it was one of those three shows he was talking about. He's like, oh, no, that one's gone.
He's like, we thought about it, but we're like, nah.
Yeah, he just neglected to tell us that they're not doing it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think one of those other shows, they said about that. I think they said one of the shows is going to be about Catwoman.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's going to be a Penguin show, I believe, a Catwoman show, and I don't know what the other one's going to be about. We haven't said yet. Yeah, they were going to use Jeffrey Wright for that show for cameos. I think they're going to even use Robert Pattinson for cameos. And people said, who knows? Robert Pattinson could even cameo in the Penguin show. You know, we don't know.
Why not?
Why not, man? Yeah, that's all I want to say about Penguin. AJ?
NVIDIA has been hacked. NVIDIA makes graphics cards, right? You probably have one in your gaming PC right now, an NVIDIA card. I know I do.
Don't tell me what I have.
They were hacked, and they are like data mined, like and they're kind of being held like for ransom. Whoever hacked them was like, "Yo, NVIDIA, pay us this much. If not, we're gonna leak this information slowly, right?" And I guess NVIDIA wasn't paying up, so they leaked some information in there, though, amongst all the bunch of other random shit that can potentially harm NVIDIA's whole business, right? There is some stuff in there about Nintendo, so. Like, everyone's been talking about this Nintendo, Switch 2 or Switch Pro, right? There might have been some information in there hinting towards, yes, and Nintendo was trying to make that an actual thing, but maybe they just got slowed down really bad by the pandemic and everything, so they weren't able to put this out. So there might be information regarding that in those documents. People are trying to, like, you know, understand it. It's just all in code names and stuff, so people are not sure. It's either that or maybe it's a future Nintendo system. That's what people are talking about right now. So anyone interested, go look up that shit. It might be in there. But yeah, it could. It's possible that there was a pro that didn't happen, or it's a new future system. So just thought that was interesting that NVIDIA is involved in that. So that means another NVIDIA chip within a Nintendo system. They're not doing AMD again. I guess not. But yeah.
Okay. Our boy 50 Cent is Threatening Stars. I don't know if you guys know.
Which ones?
I don't know if anyone knows that 50 Cent has a streaming show on Stars that's actually really fucking popular.
Oh, yeah?
Power. You ever heard of the show?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, it's a show that's really popular on Stars. Now you know about it.
Oh, cool.
And 50 Cent produces it. It's under his G-Unit film label or whatever.
What kind
of
show is it?
It's a show about people trying to get power, you know? Like in, you know?
Oh, okay.
No, it's mostly about black people trying to get power in the corporate world. There's a lot of killing and threatening and shit like that.
Is it like a fiction type of show, or like is this like documentary type of show?
No,
or?
It's not documentary. Oh, okay. It's like a written show, you know?
Okay, like a written show. Like a fiction type of show then.
It's like a realistic fiction.
Okay.
A crime drama. It's like a crime drama.
Okay.
There
All
you
right,
go.
I see.
And yeah, it's really good. It's fucking huge. It's one of the top shows, period, viewed. And it's probably one of the reasons that Stars is alive right now. But apparently they got spinoffs and stuff for Power that do really well as well. And 50 Cent's angry that they have that show sitting in limbo. Like, it's not greenlit for another season. Yeah, everyone fucking loves it. It's their most it's literally their number one rated show. And Stars is like, we're not sure if we're going to greenlight it. And 50 Cent's like, this is fucking stupid. He's like, as soon as my deal's up with Stars, I'm fucking leaving. So that's a big-ass threat to Stars. Hopefully they're going to straighten up and start acting right. But if not, Amazon Prime or Netflix, all these guys have a lot of chances to make a lot of money with Power. So, yeah. It's not quite a show that I think you and I would care about right away. But I hear it's just amazing. My sister fucking loves it.
Hmm. So 50 Cent over there upset that he can't be like...
Yeah, he could be getting more. No, he is still getting money with them, but he could be getting more money.
But he could
money,
get more, exactly.
And he doesn't like that, you know? Yeah. That's just as offensive as not getting it at all to him, you know? I don't blame him. I know how he rolls. He's never hidden how he feels about money, you know? So.
True, yeah. That's true.
But yeah, so if you're fans of Power, just keep an eye. It may not be on Stars, which means you may have one less streaming service to pay for, right? All right, AJ?
Speaking of Nintendo, more Nintendo shit going on. Steam Deck, you know, the new Valve handheld, looks like the Switch. People have been calling it the Switch killer. It's a portable PC, pretty much, and you can play Steam games on in your hand, right? On something the size of a Switch. Well, what's cool about that system, too, is that it's just basically a small little computer, a PC, which means you can load almost whatever you want on it. So people have been loading Windows on it and stuff like that.
Fuck.
Pure Linux.
This is like when we started putting Linux on the PSP. Remember back in the day? Or
oh, man. Yeah.
We did some fucking broken shit. Or you did it for me, I should say. I didn't do
Linux, but like there was some hacks.
Who hacked Tai Chi.
Yeah, I know
hacked
he did.
Hacked my PSP for me so I could play Final Fantasy VII, which yeah. I got kind of far in it, but then I dropped it, and that shit bricked hard.
Yeah.
Dropped it one
time.
That might
have been an actual mod, though. Wasn't it an actual mod, like a chip mod?
Oh, it was a chip.
And that's why it fucking blew up when you.
That's
dropped
why
it
fucking bricked when I dropped yeah. it. Yeah, because that fucked up that thing.
The mod chip. Yeah, I did some hacks. It was more software hacks later on, but I wish I could do them again because fucking there's this version of Stepmania, aka DDR, on the fucking PSP, and I love playing that shit on there. And I don't know how to get it back anymore, like on the PSP.
Damn, you didn't show off your new step board.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right? No, I didn't. I need to figure out how to get that working. Anyways, the Steam Deck, since it's basically a PC and you can pretty much load whatever on it, people have loaded this emulator called Yuzu. Yuzu is a Nintendo Switch emulator. So if you want to emulate Nintendo Switch games, you go for Yuzu.
By the way, I like Yuzu in general. It's delicious.
Right? So Nintendo, you know, always out to fuck shit over, right? People that have been making videos about loading Yuzu onto a Steam Deck, all their videos have been getting taken down by Nintendo. Nintendo, I want you to know that you can do this shit.
Okay.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. Nintendo's going out of their way again to do some shit that they shouldn't be worried about.
The Emperor will not be as forgiving as I am.
To the point where I heard some like people saying like, I'm going to challenge, you know, Nintendo. I'm going to make my own video with this and see if they take me down, you know.
But Steve, I ended up having a modded PSP, right? Didn't you do that for me, Steve? Or did I just do that because you wanted me to play Final Fantasy VII? Maybe that's what it was. Maybe Steve wanted me to do it, and that's why I got it modded. How did I get my modded before you?
Was Toy Mandela modding it?
Yeah, they were, but they never did Steve's for whatever reason.
Maybe you took it for Steve to them.
No, because I had my own modded PSP. That's why. Oh, maybe I did mine first, and then Steve also wanted.
I don't know who you knew. I thought it was Steven that did it.
No. Well, I think it was Toy Mandela. Yeah, so damn, I don't know.
Yes, you did it first.
Oh, and Steve wanted it, and they never fucking did it. Fucking assholes.
And then you dropped yours, and...
And that was the end of modding.
And Steve was like, nah, I'm good.
For real, right? Okay. Is it... all right, so is it my turn now?
Yeah, I got like three more stories, too.
Oh, you got three more? Let me power through a few real
Go
quick.
Go for it.
Okay. So, new Muppet show has been released on or announced on Disney Plus. It's going to be called Muppets Mayhem, and it'll be starring the Electric Mayhem Band.
Ooh, Virgin Animal.
Fucking hyped. Animal. Anytime Animal's the main star, I'm fucking in. So, yeah, these guys are going to have their own show. I'm fucking pretty into that. That sounds like fun. All right. Other things. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure also has a cosmetic line. They call it Cosmetic Line Highlights the Stone Ocean.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a deal that they did with Netflix. And, yeah, they actually have JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about it in future because I didn't get to look into it in detail. But there's a whole promo for it online.
Are you going to go, like, buy a palette and stuff and, you know?
For you, yeah, for your birthday next year. I might as well get your present early. But yeah, you know, ladies, if you're into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, I'm sure, or if you just want a cool collector's items involved in this whole thing, yeah, just keep an eye out for this. And yeah, this will be coming to Netflix. They'll be returning JoJo's Bizarre Adventure to Netflix pretty soon, so you won't even have to wait for too much long on that. All right, other piece of news real quick. Christopher Eccleston. Recently, I talked about how in Doctor Who, they were talking about there might be a 60th anniversary, getting multiple doctors back together, including possibly Matt Smith and, Matt Smith and, Jesus, David Tennant. Thank you, AJ.
I'm on it.
Yeah, for possibly getting those back. But apparently, Christopher Eccleston, who was the doctor before them, the ninth doctor, he is not interested in being part of this.
Wow.
And he said, you know, it's nothing personal, I'm not being bitter. He's like, even when I was part of the show, I was always saying that I don't like the whole doctor union thing. It's like, I feel like it's a cash grab.
He's like, unions?
Yeah, like, not of the doctors. He's like, I feel like it's a cash grab. It makes me angry. Not angry, it makes me not want to do it. He's like, it's like, if you guys want me to come back, you got to get me on my own. Which is more offer than we've ever heard him say. He's always said, no, I'm not doing Doctor Who again. But now he's saying he would come back solo. That's kind of fucking cool. I'm kind of down with that.
Shoot him separate from everyone else.
That's fucked up. They already like
they do that.
They already like CGI'd his face at the end of that one where they all teamed up last time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they didn't put him in there, but they just CGI'd him in there for a second. You know? Yeah.
That's funny.
Right, oh yeah, real quick. Did you see the trailer? You saw Batman, the Batman. So, did you see the trailer for the Super Pets movie?
Yes, I did.
Dude, is it not wasted that Keanu Reeves is going to be the voice of Batman?
I was thinking the same thing too. I'm like, Keanu Reeves as a Batman.
Dude, he could have been like a parallel, like, Batman or
could that
different
work?
Batman. I think it, dude, it could
you
have.
Can? Yeah.
He's fucking John Wick. How could it not
True.
Work? You know, like
Yeah, like when I heard it, like it was his voice, I was like,
That could be great, dude.
And you're about to show me this other dude, like, such a diggery over here.
Right.
You're going to give me Keanu Reeves. But yeah. Yeah. But actually, like, I remember that movie, that we heard about that movie coming out, like, way back, and then we talked about it here on the show. And we're like, I don't know, what are they going to do here, right? Actually, it seems kind of interesting. I'm kind of down to actually see the actual movie.
Right.
These Super Pets. So I'm kind of down to see that. Sounds kind of funny. You know what else that I saw, too, that was hilarious? I'm not sure if you saw the preview for it or not, but it was like that, what's his name? Channing Tatum and fucking Brad Pitt and what's her name? Sandra Bullock. Well, I forgot the name of the movie. The Lost City or something like that, I think it was called. That looks hilarious. I kind of want to see that. I think it comes out soon,
too. I got to see the trailer, but I didn't see that.
Oh, that shit looks hilarious.
Oh, one quick thing I didn't mention earlier. Okay, real quick. That JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the company they're teamed up with is called Loveliner for the I guess it's for eyeliner. And they're also promoting the new Netflix series stuff that hasn't come out yet. The Stone Ocean is the name of the new season that's going to come out.
Oh.
So if you want to kind of look at some of the stuff, or you're into this and you're a lady and you are, or a guy and you want makeup,
yeah,
check out this liner, the Stone Ocean stuff. It's pretty cool. They have a lot of characters from the last season of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, like, selling it. Yeah, so.
I feel like some other animes have done it before. Like,
I think a couple have. I think Sailor Moon's done it. I feel like Hello Kitty's done it.
Hello Kitty's for sure done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's been others too. I just can't remember.
But I know that seems like so specific and correct for some reason. Like, you know.
Right. Yeah, it does. I know what you mean. Like there's no way it could be wrong type of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Adrian. You want to give us one?
Yeah, sure. So I'll skip the big one and go to F-Zero. So F-Zero X, the 64 version, right? If you have that Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack on March 11th, F-Zero X comes out for that. So that's kind of hype. I mean, they won't give us a new F-Zero game, but, you know, the old X one on 64.
No big deal.
You know, sounds pretty hype, actually. So look out for that.
That game is
out,
dope.
What is it? This Friday? Yeah, this Friday.
All right. Other news real quick. They announced there's going to be a sequel to I Am Legend, the Will Smith movie, which is actually a remake of the Omega Man, the original black and white version of that.
I Am Still Legend?
That'd be funny. Michael B. Jordan's going to be in it, though.
Oh, okay.
And we don't understand his involvement in this yet, but he is involved.
So a sequel, not a remake.
Yes, and Will Smith's going to be in it, which is weird, because didn't he die at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Depends what ending you saw. No, he died in both.
Oh, wait, did he die in both endings? I do know there's an alternate ending.
Yeah, there's an alternate ending that was pretty cool, too.
Does he die in both of those? We might have to watch them again back to back.
I don't think he died in the second ending. Because the second ending was like, wasn't he the cure? Like, was it in his blood?
Oh, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I think that is what it was. Well, I don't know. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting that's happening. That's
yeah, Kitaichi thing. Says there was an alternate ending where he doesn't die. Yeah,
oh, okay.
So yeah.
Maybe they're playing with that alternate
maybe,
ending.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
makes
see,
peace with the zombies.
Multiverse is everywhere now, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently there's a leak for a cast reading for She-Hulk.
Okay.
So for anyone, reading. Yeah. So anyone who's
like
not
the table read, like when they go over like the script type of.
Yeah, with some people who was casted.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyone who's a real Marvel Comics fan and does not want to know a possible spoiler for She-Hulk, because I think this is probably true. Do not listen to what we're going to say. Just turn off your audio or skip ahead like 30 seconds. I'll make it real quick. 3, 2, 1. There's a casting for Ryan Smith. And if anyone doesn't know, Ryan Smith is Immortal Man. He works with the Great Lake Avengers, a little joke team of Avengers that are really fucking weak. But the interesting thing about this guy is he identifies as a mutant.
Oh, okay.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if that means he'll be one here or if they're slowly starting to do this like we're hoping
They
said we weren't getting them until phase 5, so I'm not surprised if we still aren't getting them. But, you know, it's kind of sounding like something's happening.
Maybe they're slowly just peppering them in without telling us what they are.
Yeah, maybe.
And then they'll come out of the open later on. Like,
I could see that. Yeah, no, actually, but he's from a different universe. That's from the Multiverse of Madness. Taichi says Professor X is a very clearly a mutant. Yeah, but he's from the Multiverse of Madness. That's probably not. He's not from our universe.
But
we're talking about when are we going to see mutants from our universe, from the MCU?
Because
we know they're not going to be the same ones.
But there's also my theory that we will get mutants just from a different universe that get brought into this universe.
No, because it has to be a problem that they're being born, you know? Like, that's the whole thing with mutants is that they don't know who's going to be one. That's why everyone's scared of mutants, like that they could be born anytime and that they're super fucking powerful without any accident or anything happening to them. They're just born and like, bam, you know? So if they just bring in, there's only 20 of them brought in from another universe, that's lame. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't think that's that good.
No, I think they'll bring in a whole mess and people won't know. And then they'll slowly start finding out, oh, snap, you're one of them from the other universe.
That's dumb. It's only weird. It's just weird because that's too much shit to explain for one character. Not only are you from another universe, but that means you're automatically a mutant. Like, that's just too much. Like, we got to have them come from our universe, too. You know, like, I don't know.
We'll see what happens and how they present it.
Yeah, we'll never know until they do it. Since we're talking about Marvel real quick, other piece of news. If anyone's been following Kristen Ritter on Twitter.
I haven't.
She has posted a picture. It's kind of driving the internet a little crazy today.
Oh.
She's dyed her hair black again.
Oh,
done it long.
What color is her hair normally?
Not that.
Not black.
Not jet black like that.
Okay.
She's curled it up again, or not curled it, wave, whatever the hell that is that girls do where they look like that.
Curly, yeah.
And she's wearing her iconic leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And this has everyone going on fire like, why the fuck is she looking like Jessica Jones? Yeah. You know, like,
Maybe she's doing it for fun, but it's not Halloween, last I checked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe she's just excited that the fucking Jessica Jones is dropping on Disney Plus in a couple of weeks or days.
I don't know why she would want to spend her time promoting that, you know, like if she wasn't getting nothing out of it, you know?
Maybe she is. Maybe, I mean, you think that got to pay them for that shit existing over there, right?
I don't think you get residuals for views on Netflix. I think that's how they make their money, because if you got that.
No, like, but aren't they going to get some type of payment for it being played on Disney Plus?
I don't know. I don't know if that's
get
how.
Get that real Disney money now?
I don't know if that's how it works. I don't know. Maybe it does.
I mean, why wouldn't it? That'd be fucked up if it wasn't.
Because I don't think, I think it's whoever owns
like,
the
they're
going
to make a penny after 100 people watch it once.
I think they get paid a set amount, and then like every time after.
Just done? No.
Yeah, Disney keeps the residuals.
That's fucked up.
I don't know that for sure. I'm spitballing here.
They have to.
Maybe you're right.
That'd be fucked up.
No, I don't think there's purple in the hair. I think it's reflecting off of her sweater or her jacket or her shirt.
It's just
her
that shiny that it looks purple.
Yeah, I think or that too. Yeah, I don't think it's actually purple.
Why would that be a thing though? why would it be purple?
That's true. That is funny. okay. Yeah, AJ, you want to tell us another one?
Maybe
you got two more
in the area.
You got two more, right?
Yeah. So on tomorrow is March 10th, aka Mario Day, because Mar-10.
God.
You know,
y'all are not Star Wars, okay?
Oh, yeah,
go on.
That's right. But like as of lately, because March 10th, Mario Day has been celebrated for a while before Nintendo picked up on it, and just within a couple of years, Nintendo has picked up on it, has done sales. So yeah, tomorrow we'll have a couple of Mario games on sale. A lot of games are like 33% off.
Is Strikers there?
No, there's no Strikers because that's a new game that hasn't out yet.
No, I'm talking about the old one.
No, not even that. It's mostly Switch games. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is going to be on sale. 3D World Deluxe. Luigi's Mansion and all the like expansion packs are going to be all on sale. Yoshi's Crafted World, which is... That's not Mario, but okay. I'll take it. And Mario Rabbids and... and I guess a... What is this? Oh, yeah, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic game. Like, why is Sonic here? So those are all going to be on sale. The crazy one, though, is this Mario Rabbids game is like 83% off. It's going to be $10. That's like the cheapest one here.
Is that game any good, though? I don't remember hearing anything about it.
I think it's a party game, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not interested. But the fact that it's $10 makes me like want to look at it, maybe. I don't know. But I think I have Crafted World already on Wii U. I haven't finished that game thinking about it now. But yeah, if you haven't gotten any of these Mario games yet on your Switch, tomorrow will be a good time to do it, guys.
All right.
And if you listen to the podcast, deal goes into the 13th of March. So you have a few days, actually. So.
All right. This is the news actually given to me by Tai Chi. So the God of War will be getting a live-action TV show. This live-action TV show will actually... be made by Sony for Amazon Prime, for Amazon Studios. So Sony's going to be making it for Amazon. I'm surprised Sony wouldn't want to put it on their own streaming service. It's really weird to me. Mm-hmm. But that's happening. Yeah, so they're getting God of War over there. I'm interested.
Didn't their service like roll up into someone else's service or something like that? Like, didn't the service not exist anymore?
I thought they were making a new one. Am I wrong about that?
I don't remember.
I thought Stars was Sony.
I don't remember.
I thought Stars was owned by Sony. But anyway.
Oh, no. They're working on their own network. You're right.
That's what it is. They lost their old one. They're working on a new one, right?
There's a new one that they're going to be introducing like original titles to and all that. Yeah, why wouldn't they do that?
Right? That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very weird to me. But, yeah. That's
they don't have their own service. But they have their own like studio, I think is what it is, right? They don't have their own like streaming service anymore, but they have their own studio. I think is what it is.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Who would you want to play Kratos, man? I got three opinions, but I want to hear what you think.
Shit, I don't know.
You have any opinions on why you want to play Kratos?
Brad Pitt? No, I don't know.
Yeah, he wouldn't be bad. I'd want Jason Statham. Or maybe Luke Cage, Michael Coulter.
Yeah, I could see those.
I heard someone else say this one's not my thought.
He hasn't been casted yet?
No, he hasn't been casted yet.
Statham is too short, says Tai Chi.
Who cares, man? Camera angles. Wolverine was fucking Hugh Jackman, and he's 7 feet tall.
Daniel Radcliffe. I'm just kidding.
You know who else I've been hearing
Speaking
around?
Of short.
You know who else I've been hearing around, too, is Dave Bautista.
Ooh, okay. Actually, I like that.
Yeah. I didn't come up with that. I heard that.
I played God of War, so I honestly don't have no opinion. I'll check it out when it comes out, but like I can't.
But really... we all know what Kratos looks like. His feel, his warrior vibe.
Yeah.
Jason better be a good Spartan.
Yeah. Who played in the movie 300?
Gerard Butler. Oh yeah, he'd be a good one. Right? You're right. He would be a good
that
one.
That actually sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And my other quick piece of news before I give it to AJ again. Cuphead season 2 announced for summer this year.
Already?
It's coming. It's kind of
short. Like it just came out and they already announced it. I guess they do that quick. So usually,
yeah, that's what happened with
like
Transformers
greenlit stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm down. I fucking like it a lot. I gotta finish it, but I like it a lot.
Fans want the voice actor Christopher Judd.
I haven't seen what he looks like, but I'm down if he's good. If he looks like him. All right.
I think he's a dude. One of the guys from Living Single, I think, was the voice actor.
Huh, really?
Yeah.
I remember that show.
Yeah, I think one of them was the voice actor for Kratos.
That's
this
funny.
Whole time.
That's hilarious.
That's the old one. Oh, all right. I don't know then. you know, actually, watching The Batman 2, though, I saw a trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog. And I know, like, Tails' original voice actor or actress is doing Tails in the movie now, which is awesome. But hearing it, I don't know, it just sounded awesome to me. Just hearing the actual Tails voice in the trailer for, like, a brief moment. I was like, oh, shit, it's fucking actually Tails. I don't know. I just thought that was hype for a second when I saw that. this new guy's from Stargate SG-1. I don't know what that is either. Last bit of news.
I got one more after you.
You got one more? All right. My last news is Evo. You ever heard of Evo before?
No. What is that?
So Evo is this thing that's been going on for a few years now. Not many people have heard it, but it's like a convention almost, and it has like video games or something like
Nerd.
That. Yeah. But they're all hype over some shit that just happened. It's supposedly sometime in August 5th to the 7th, they're going to gather up in Las Vegas for their nerd convention to play several games that are going to be there. And they got their announcement just the other day telling people what those games are going to be.
Fighting time, boys.
So, those games consist of Skullgirls, an actual spot.
Yeah, they deserve it.
Tekken 7, Street Fighter 5, King of Fighters 15, Dragon Ball Fighters, Mortal Kombat 11, and then Guilty Gear Strive. I think a lot of those that I just said have been kind of expected, except for maybe Skullgirls. The last two, though.
Those ones, damn, good wins on their part.
Melty Blood, Type Lumina, and Granblue Fantasy Versus. Granblue Fantasy was a new game that just came out like a few years ago. Melty Blood is also kind of new, but it's a new version.
Well, Granblue Fantasy is like a 5 or 6 year old game.
It's not that old.
No, it is about that old.
It is?
Yeah, it's about a 5 or 6 year old game, but it was an RPG. And then they made a Versus game.
Okay, yeah.
So this game is like maybe one or two years
old.
Yeah,
it's like 2 or 3 years old. Like I think it was supposed to be at Evo like back in 2020.
That sounds right.
But then everything happened, right? I think it came out that year. So it's only a couple years old, yeah. But yeah, that's the lineup. No Smash, as they expected us to expect last week.
They warned us. No Soul Calibur. I'm so sad. But
no,
we kind of expected that because there's no more updates for it, and they said they're not going to be maintaining that game anymore. So.
Yeah, so No Soul Calibur, kind of sad, but I guess fine.
The only game I'd want to get good at is Dragon Ball FighterZ. But that's got some really... Oh, obviously KOF. I like that KOF game. I'm down to get good at that.
Yeah, KOF, Tekken 7, I'm down to enter. I'm maybe Skullgirls. I'm not that good at it.
I'm not into getting good at Skullgirls. I like that game. I respect that game, but I don't feel like that's for me. I tried so many times to get into it, and I just can't get into it. You know, like, get into the play of it and the tech of the character. I just can't do it for some reason. Nothing wrong with the game. The game's great. I just don't like it that
I might,
much.
If we go, I might want to enter Street Fighter V.
Really?
Yeah, because
start training for
a few years ago, I entered Street Fighter V and Tekken and something else. I think it was Smash
Soul.
As well. I don't think it was Soul. Maybe Soul.
It was Soul, right?
No, before that. Before Soul was out there, actually. I entered Tekken 7. I think it was Smash and Street Fighter V, and I did better in my Street Fighter V pool than everything else.
I remember that, yeah.
I got pretty far. I was like, what the fuck? Why am I winning this shit?
I mean, you better start training now, though, man, if you want to play.
I do play Street Fighter pretty often.
Oh, really?
At round one. I haven't been to round one over in a while, actually, but I usually go there and play a couple of games with some people. So, yeah. Like, I'm not that afraid to play Street Fighter. So I might just start playing more and maybe enter. I don't know.
Do it.
You know, just fuck around, you know? Fuck around and find out. But also too, so the pricing is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I heard. I saw you guys talking about it. I was like, Jesus.
$80 for early bird registration.
That's the early bird?
That's early bird, which means it's going to be more than that for non-early birds. And then, of course, they also have the fifth day, the finals, right? I don't know what games are being in the finals. Is it these? I guess it might be these games. Street Fighter, Guilty Gear, Mortal Kombat, Tekken 7, and King of Fighters. I think it's all going to be the finals, I think. That would be my guess.
Think there's any way we could just accidentally walk into it like we used to?
No, I don't think so. It's going to be in an actual arena.
I'm not being a smartass, guys. We did actually walk into Evo a bunch of times and like not have to pay. And we were like, wait, what the fuck? Like, are we here now? We found out first because of Hose. Because remember, we got our passes that one time and he didn't. And he just walked with us and no one said anything to him.
That's when they weren't so strict, though. That's when it was smaller, I think. But then we got away.
But then we
like
got away with it a couple times afterwards. Like, and we weren't trying to be tricky. We were just like, I remember one time I just didn't know where the line was, and I walked, and then I was like inside Evo, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm not gonna buy a badge now.
Yeah,
it was just really weird, you know. Like, look,
I guess Tai Chi's done it before too.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah, I don't remember doing any of that. But yeah, I guess. Well, I maybe guess it was just we can't do it this time because it's way too big, way too official now, and they got too much security and all that shit now.
You got shit on me.
But they're doing their finals. I forgot what the pricing were for the tickets for the day of the finals, but that's a thing too. But go to smash.gg or go to evil.gg to go get more information. I'm still kind of on the fence of whether or not I want to go this year though.
Let me know, bro, because I need to know if you're going to go.
Yeah.
Last piece of news. Hannah John Kamen. If you don't know that name off the top of your head, she is Ghost from Ant-Man and the Wasp, the sequel to Ant-Man from the Avengers plot, from the Marvel movies. She had recently been casted as Red Sonja, but according to Deadline, this has changed, and she is no longer attached to the project. Also, Bryan Singer is no longer making it. Fuck yeah, I hate that fucker. It's Jill Calloway will be replacing him as the writer and director. She's done a movie called Transparent. Never seen that, but this is her new job. I'm just glad Bryan Singer is not doing it. So, Red Sonja, new actress. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what they're doing with that. I'm not too into it. I just know it's a popular comic book thing, so I thought I'd bring it up here. All right, Unfocus Week for me. Avengers Forever. I want to read that comic. I'm gonna do that. Also, kind of, you know, keep tweaking my other decks. I'm pretty happy with the Imperial Dramon one right now. Just maybe play test it with AJ some more, and hopefully get into a tournament soon. What else? I want to make sure that I watch more Outer Banks. Kind of really think about what game I'd want to play for Evo if I do fight in Evo. Dragon Ball Fighters would be good, but I feel like the game's moved so far beyond me. I don't even know 10 of the new characters that have come in, so I feel like it's
all a version of Goku, so you're not too far.
I know, that's the sad part, dude. The game was so balanced last time I was playing it. Now there's like a gang of Gokus on there.
Yeah,
I do kind of want to play just to use Kaioken Goku, but you know, that's the only advantage to me. But I think that's it for my Focus Week. AJ?
Yeah, mostly the same. Digimon, just fucking around with that some more. I think I'm good with my deck so far. I was thinking about it right now, like, cause I wanted to go buy another box.
Yeah, me too. But I don't need it.
I don't think I need to.
Well, you do. You need Chaos Lucemon.
I would like some more.
That's the only thing. Cause for me, I don't think I need anything else in there, dude.
I have enough Chaos Lucemon for every Lucemon I already have.
That's not good. You still need more.
I have two and two. If I get more Chaos, I need to go get more Lucemons, and that's gonna be a pain in the ass. Unless I just straight out buy them, which I think I'm going to just
do it.
Straight out buy them. I don't know.
Unless you can find that box for cheap that you wanted.
Yeah, I think I get
Can you find a deal where you get the box for $60?
I don't know.
Right? Didn't you tell me about that?
Yeah. I don't know. Like again, it's always a gamble. Like, do I pay like $70, $60 for a box? Or do I just pay $50 for the one card I actually want? You know, should I risk getting a bunch of cards in the card I want? Or none of the cards I want, and just have a bunch of just extra cards that I'm not going to do anything with.
But he's in 1.5, right?
What? No, he's in 4, BT4. Lucemon. And I bought in several BT4 boxes already, and I've only pulled it once. And that wasn't even from a box, actually. That was from buying random six packs.
I thought BT4 was the set that did not keep raising in value. As far as having big hitting cards worth a lot of money, BT4 didn't really raise that high.
Just Lucemon.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, just I think that's about it, yeah. I'm thinking maybe I should go through what I have and maybe sell some shit.
Yeah, I bet you if you sold all those extras, you'd have more than half. You probably have enough to pay for Lucemon.
Oh, so Taichi wants to train us for Tekken.
I'm sure you could do it.
I don't need your training.
We actually do know how to play, so if you trained us, I'm sure we could be really good at it. Maybe that's something I could look into.
Every time I play Tekken, I'm always like spending like the first few matches trying to relearn shit and until I get the flow back. By the time I get the flow back, it's like too late.
You know what I really need training on is moving around in Tekken. Mm. If I get better at like sidestepping and moving around in Tekken, I could be pretty beast, I think. That's the hardest thing for me.
Speaking of which, I play Tekken Tag.
Wow.
Tournament. Against Tai Chi for his stone, and got so fucking close. I was literally one round away from winning the whole thing.
But she lost.
But I lost, Dan. Yeah, unfortunately. I got beat quick, too. Everything was so even to that last fucking round where he just hit me with some big shit, and I was like already dead. I was like, the fuck? I get hit like three times, and I was already gone.
Anyways. You know, all the cards are on the table, man. It's not your fault. Like, everybody knew everyone's tricks. It was like, that's...
But anyway, so I'll go train some more in Tekken Tag so I can take a stone next time. But yeah, and then play some more KOF. And fucking learn the engine. That's what I'm needing to go do is fucking learn the fucking engine and figure out the other.
Can we make that our goal, our joint unfocused goal is to fucking play more KOF and like try to learn the engine together? Because we can't keep getting whooped every time. I didn't play, but... We can't keep getting whooped every Sunday in KOF.
I mean, we could, but yeah, I don't
want. But we won't.
Yeah, so I'm down to go play some more of that. Yeah, I got nothing else. Maybe actually read my comics. That I have a pile of Sonic comics I haven't read yet. I got to catch up on. I don't know what's going on in there anymore. Some shit's going. Oh, you know what I watched the other day? Dino Fury, Power Rangers.
Oh, wow.
It's interesting. In both ways. Like, laughable interesting, but like also like, oh, this is a crazy story.
Kind of good story? Like, okay.
Like, I think it could be a good story. It's kind of predictable, but like, I want to see where it goes. But I haven't really watched the Power Rangers since the original. So.
I watched Zio.
Yeah, that's where I stopped. Zio. Anyways, so I don't know. I gotta see what Carly feels about it, because she was also like, that was interesting too. I'm like, right, it's like, he's like, one's enough for today. I'm like, all right. Anyways, all right, are we out?
I'm focused.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Discord.collision28.com. Go do that too. For kicks.
Wait.
Why are we waiting?
No, don't wait yet.
Okay.
We're waiting. Oh, shit.
I'll wait.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!